It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
It was like passing a Tonka truck. It didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Vaughn.
Why don't we go late?
We can. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be
two,
awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Jerking off his microphone and it fell apart.
How did I miss that?
I was losing control.
Well, he's behind you at all times.
Yeah, I know. But I turn around and I don't know.
I don't know how you do not feel
the hot jism on your back.
What?
Hot jism.
He's starting already.
Hot.
What?
We are the Aristocrats.
Somehow.
Aristocratsradio.com or on cringehumorradio.com. I almost said net. Cringehumor.net.
.com.
You just broke out my my website.
Oops.
What happened?
Anyway.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
So, it's Thursday. We're live. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
are
same
we?
Same shit. Thursday.
Same shit. I'm Derek. There's Matt. There's Steve. There's Vaughn.
Hey.
Same shit.
Wait, what do we got?
Nothing.
Nothing. We're done. Let's
we don't do fake
right
radio, you prick.
We don't do show prep, you prick.
We don't do show prep,
no.
You prick. You guys wear... Wait, hold on. Let's start this.
Okay.
All right, you need to simmer down first.
Go ahead.
I know.
Wait, get the music started.
Just settle down.
No, it's not even that. Go ahead.
No, it's, I get here. We start show prep or whatever the hell it is. You know, either we're sitting here bullshitting, talking about stories or whatever at 9 o'clock, right? Right? I get here at 9 o'clock.
That's better.
You mean seeing who the new champ is?
What?
What, are we playing video games?
I don't know.
No, I get here at 9 o'clock, ring the doorbell. Nothing.
Okay.
All right, fine. I sit there for a second. I ring the doorbell again. I'm like, all right, the fat bastard's sleeping. No big deal. And then I walk to my car. I walk back. And one, I guess your neighbor's ex-husband or current boyfriend or whatever walks past me. He's like, yeah, I think they left. And I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah, the guy went with two bigger guys. And I'm like, all right.
What?
Two bigger guys. Yes, you are bigger than me.
Both of us.
Yes. I think he mistook Steve for you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I text you, you know, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's a great night. Enjoy it. We're at Hooligans.
We're at Appleback.
Hooligans.
Like Crapplebee's?
Appleback against.
Yeah, you're at Hooligans, drinking it up, eating your desserts.
Oh, yeah, it was a great time.
And
so I just decided to sit in the chair, take my shoes off, and drink. So you guys got here.
Oh, you looked like a bum. You had your freaking
really
beer
did.
Wrapped in
he
a fucking paper bag.
I thought it was back in Philadelphia.
You do look like a homeless, like,
had a decent
degenerate.
Chair. I had a decent chair. I didn't give a shit.
Ow! Dog away from me.
Dog's going to bite you in the nuts, it seems.
It just scratched my fucking hand, you little prick.
Yeah, anyway. She'll do that. She's a
yeah.
dog.
I don't know.
So, well, so that was, yeah, the first half hour. Nails. And for the last half an hour, what have we been doing?
We prepped before
taking
you got
shits.
Here.
Taking shits.
Yes. Taking shits in
because
tandem.
We're all fucking sick.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It really is. We're
I don't know what happened. I really don't know when. I can't pinpoint the exact date of when the shitting escalated.
I think he's just bringing it down to you because you're behind him.
What?
Well, I think it's just gradually going to you. Next,
no,
it's going to go to Steve. and we're going to have a portage on here.
Well, I have I have a legitimate medical condition. I don't know what it is yet, but I must, because there's no reason for it. Well, Matt's actually, he was sick, so.
Oh,
yeah, I've been sick.
But so that probably has something to do with it.
Other than that, though, I don't know what I don't know what happened.
I did go to the doctor's yesterday, though.
Oh, no.
And he just looked at you and said, no,
I
go
may,
away.
Yeah, he said, you fucking stink. Get out of my office. he said, I may have some kind of disease where I can't process gluten.
Oh, so you can't eat bread or anything like that?
Nothing with wheat in it. I may have that.
So you can't drink?
No, no beer. Nothing. Well, I can have whiskey and stuff.
Oh, no, they make gluten-free beers.
Yeah, I'm sure it tastes wonderful.
Yeah, I've been told it tastes like garbage.
Yeah, probably.
Uh-huh.
So what are you going to do?
He's going to shoot himself.
I'm going to wait for the test results to get back. My blood that
until
they
then.
Tried to suck out of me forever.
Yum.
Why does this look like caramel corn? What the fuck is coming out of here?
Caramel corn.
What the fuck? He looked
like ragu.
Did you get an x-ray?
No, I didn't get an x-ray.
He sits there looking at runway, turns it around.
What are they going to see in an x-ray? Well, your rib cage looks okay.
What the hell is this? Is the whole beef brisket in here?
There was a smaller, fat Derek. Like, he just shits in Derek's stomach.
It looks like your rib cage
shit.
Your rib cage is still withstanding your body weight.
Yeah, Christine says you could buy gluten-free stuff, and it's disgusting.
Yep,
yeah.
Man, it is.
It's like the nurses are looking at it going, are we x-raying a cow? How many fucking stomachs does this guy have?
Wow.
Are you done? It's not even funny.
He's laughing.
He's already starting. Cut his mic.
Yeah, really?
How many stomachs?
We just had a long talk about you. Anyway.
We had a long talk. We don't bring it up before the show starts.
The gluten-free stuff is disgusting and expensive.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Go to Whole Foods and pay like $18 for a six-pack of gluten-free, horrible fucking disgusto beer made from like rice or some shit.
Well, that's what happens when you have a four-chambered stomach, Derek.
Oh, I get it. Like a cow.
Yes. Yeah.
It's funny.
Hey, they laugh.
Because I'm overweight.
Really?
Apparently. I don't know.
Well, I never noticed.
They have big discussions about me, and I'm never involved.
They were discussions. They were discussions.
No, because anytime we try to discuss with you, you get mad and throw shit.
Soda.
He's like the little mini Tasmanian devil.
Mini Tasmanian devil?
Yeah. Fake radio.
If we did it off the air, I think I wouldn't be throwing shit.
All right, here's my argument, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's my argument with you. Go. And you do this. When we brainstorm on the air about like a potential... I'm not even going to say a bit, but something we do.
Yeah.
Like we did the VWO thing on the air.
Yeah.
Like we kind of brainstormed it on the air.
Yeah, we did.
And you got mad and said, why don't we do that before? But then when we try to do something before the show, you yell and say, well, I don't do fake radio.
No, because it's something stupid.
It is stupid, but it's to make us laugh.
Yeah.
We have to be entertained doing this too.
It's true.
I only said the fake radio thing once, and you guys have not let me let
it
down.
No, everything you do is... fucking recorded.
Yeah, see?
And we're not going to let it down. Believe me.
I know. Half of those things haven't been put up, so I don't have to worry
about it. Do you see
this
man to my left, Matthew?
Yeah, the elephant?
You see? Yeah. He doesn't forget shit.
I know. He's like a... He's
he
like a
reminds
fucking,
me of stuff.
He's like a living
that
library.
That I did in my life. He knows everything I've done ever. He does not let me live anything down.
I know.
And he's laughing like Dracula. I don't know why.
To scare the
because
neighbors.
Of something that I mentioned the other night to him on AIM, that he said, why do you remember these things?
What was it? Was it radio friendly? Was it something I would want you to say?
Probably not. I think you've actually talked about it on the air before.
Can you allude to it?
I don't know. Something that you used to do like that you were very proud of when you were little in front of your parents.
Yeah, we'll skip that.
Oh, I could just imagine.
I can imagine.
Derek, what you doing?
And I don't even remember telling you have this shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, does he read my non-diary?
Traumatic life experiences.
Come on, I want to know what it is. This will be good.
Tell you off the air.
I'll throw myself on a bus. I don't care. I used to sit on the couch. This is when I was fucking little, like 3 years old.
You were never little.
Three.
Like 200 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. This is like when I was like 150. When I was 3 years old. I would have my little onesie on, and I would sit on the couch and stare at my crotch until I got a boner. I would say, look, I made a tent. And my parents just thought it was the cutest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
Anytime I brought a girl over, that was one of the first things that came out of their mouth.
Look at these pictures.
Yeah.
Wow. See, his wee-wee hasn't grown a bit. I got a thought. It's a onesie to you, but to your parents, it was a foursie. It was
what?
Four onesies sewed into one.
Oh, come on.
Foursie. All right, that was kind of funny.
Anyway.
He ain't pitching tents anymore. He's pitching fucking card castles.
tents. He's pitching circus tents.
There you go.
So, yeah, Matt remembers everything.
That's not, that's not really that freaky, though.
No, no,
Derek's Barnum and Bailey
jerkus. I don't even remember. It's not freaky. No, it's
oh,
not,
my God.
It's not freaky. It's just weird that this man, that he would tell him in honesty, just tell him out of the blue. Oh, yeah, I used to.
You know why?
He said
I don't remember ever telling him.
He said that in front of a bunch of people once. You're probably drunk.
Probably drunk.
And you told everybody, and I'll never forget it because I thought it was funny.
And now something happens in my life. Guess who's not finding out? This guy.
At least they only said it to you.
Yeah, I know.
You had to bring it up.
Well, he is decent about it. He'll bring shit up to me where I'm like,
his ear.
Shut up.
Now live on the radio, ones of people are hearing this.
Single digits. Of
ones
Derek,
of people
of,
know.
Of Derekites.
Of your deep, dark secrets.
Oh, Mike's on.
Oh, very
good. He hasn't been on in like 3 weeks.
No, he's there, but he usually falls asleep in the middle of the show.
Yeah, so I hear you, Mike. I fell asleep in the waiting room with the eye doctor today.
Yeah, actually, he told me, he's like, well, you must have went to break pretty late because I don't remember he's going to a break.
Wow.
So we put him to sleep before the first
he
break.
He knocked him out.
Nice.
He's a busy guy.
We got to get him to call in.
Yeah.
I would love to.
See, ask him if he wants to call in tonight.
Mike, do you want to call in tonight?
Okay.
Mike, the phone is in Nebraska. I can't get to it right now.
Is Mike a drinker?
I know he does.
I've never seen Mike drunk, occasion. And I think that would be hilarious.
It would be.
Mike, when you come back to Jersey again, mm-hmm. I'm getting you drunk.
Wow.
Then we're going to dance on your back.
it would be a hybrid of Penn from Penn & Teller and Lewis Black.
Yeah.
That's what it would turn into.
And I love that.
And I'm sure he's loving hearing that right
That's
now.
That's pure
actually.
Fantasy. It's pure 100%
it's a dream.
Fantasy.
Yeah. So what else? Oh, you fell asleep in the doctor. I fell asleep in the doctor's yesterday.
He fell asleep in the eye doctor's office.
What?
I asked the girl, I'm like, you're not going to do those puffs of air, are you? She's like, oh, no, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, they're done, right?
It's illegal now, I hope, or something. Yeah. Cause that's just cruel.
I think it fucked my eyes up last time I went.
Wait, what is it? I never.
You remember, like,
I've only heard of it.
I think it was a test for glaucoma or something. Yeah. They do an eye pressure one now, I think. But they would, like, put your eyes, like, right into this machine. It would blow puffs of air into it.
Ugh.
And you couldn't blink, like, every time if you blinked, you know, apprehension for it. You have to keep doing it until they got it. And your eyes start tearing instantly, and it's, like, painful, but it's not.
It's just annoying.
It's worse than someone just coming up to you straight to your face and spitting in your eye.
It's pure torture.
Pretty much.
Pure torture.
Yeah. Today they gave me the friggin' drops where they dilate your pupils real big. And they're, like, size of my, like, there's no blue left in my eyes. It's just black. And you're like, oh, you can't, like, see and shit. I hate that.
Everything is just a fuzz.
Yeah. It's
your
like
eyes
big
still look
kind of
big.
They probably are. It takes a few hours. That was a little fun.
He looks like Stimpy.
Yeah.
Mike's going to bed in 5 minutes.
Nice.
Oh.
The only other person listens to the show. See you later, Mike.
Not Mike, anyway. I fell asleep in the actual doctor's, like, in the examining room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I went there. I was fucking tired. I went in there, and I just, like, leaned back and just fell right at the fuck. I don't know. I must have been out for, like, 5 minutes.
What, are you sitting on the table, just fell asleep?
No,
on
actually, I always sit in the chair. I don't sit on the table. I hate sitting up there. I feel like I'm, like, 4 years old again.
Yeah.
So I sit in the chair, and I just fucking passed out.
I still distinctly remember going to the doctor when I was a kid and laying on the table and getting a thermometer, like a rectal thermometer.
Yeah.
Ew.
And just, like, I don't know. I was very conscious of, like, I don't like this at all. Like, my mother's standing there talking to, like, the nurse or whatever. I'm like, I don't like this. I don't want to be naked with a thermometer in my butt.
I have horrible memories of one Dr. Alprin, who was my...
you have his address?
Dr. Seymour T. Alprin.
I hope he's dead.
You have his address?
I think he is.
All right, good.
I know. I just wanted to get that out there because,
like,
I hate
where
his
used
name,
to practice?
Number one. Would you want to go to a doctor named that when you were little? That doesn't sound good.
Alprin?
Sounds like a weird, like, crazy
Jewish.
It is. I actually might have been Greek.
Same thing.
Not good.
but anyway.
In the back of a diner?
Yeah, basically.
Right put across, the baklava actually, and you...
right across the street from one, I think.
Smeared it on your ass as he's shoving in the thermometer?
Oh, no.
But, yeah. I have horrible memories of this old, like, fat nurse coming in with... do you remember those pens that they had with the white erasers that don't erase pen? Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Because she would always come in with one of those in her mouth.
Ew.
Like biting it like across her teeth and flicking the thermometer in the air, and I knew where it was going.
Wait.
It was terrible.
I never got an anal thermometer. Rectal thermometer.
Never got an anal probe before?
Well, I'm sure you've gotten... What sucks at the doctor is they have these weird, like... like things they put over them.
Yes.
Back
yes.
in the day when
like
they used to use the same
it's
one.
A little,
yeah.
little piece of plastic.
When they used the
paper.
Glass like little yes. thermometers. But the it was almost like a straw wrapper, like a plastic mm-hmm. straw wrapper, and it had two seams on the side.
Yes.
So going in, you can feel the two seams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like ripping your ass.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it. when I was like an infant, mm-hmm. and like yeah. I don't remember, maybe then if I really go and like, you know, find out, ask my mother. But I've never had a rectal thermometer.
All
never
the things you've probably
had
in your ass and a thermometer
That's
isn't
true.
One of them.
I know.
What other things in my ass, you prick?
I'm just guessing.
It wouldn't stay in there, that's
like,
why.
Like I called you before, you bald cocksucker.
Wow. I remember what a fantasy it was when they started using the ear ones.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh,
a fantasy.
God. Yeah. No, because I hated those. The fucking. Why? No one wants anything put up their ass who's normal. No one. Come on.
No.
I concur 100%.
Especially not glass.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You don't
yeah.
want that.
It's breakable.
And fucking... Glass mercury.
With, yeah, with a yeah. poison in it. You
yeah.
know?
Poison glass. Stick.
I never want Freddie Mercury in my yeah. ass.
Well, no one wants that.
I found no cure for HIV. HIV.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right.
HIV, it's
HIV. Gross. Oh.
We are infected, my friend. Oh, and we will die in day.
What? Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
He is beyond dead. Mike wants to know if we could talk about root canals. I don't know if that was a jab at us.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm not afraid of the dentist. When I go to any doctor, I don't get, like, fearful.
Fucking,
I know some people get
I
real
used
jittery.
To be, but, like, I went recently, and it really wasn't that bad. They really numb the shit out of you now.
Yeah.
I don't care for any doctor, dentist, anything. I just went to the dentist maybe, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's, like, he's, you know, gouging through your face. The worst part is that they've changed certain things. Like the x-raying, they actually do it in the room.
Yeah.
But then they still shove those fucking things in your mouth
yeah,
to keep
I hate
your mouth
the bite
open.
Wings. The
yeah.
bite wings,
yeah.
I hate those.
Or to keep the...
they hurt like hell.
Or keep the radar, whatever the hell, the x-ray machine on on the piece.
The radar?
Your teeth were going 0 miles an hour.
That and like how, and then how it's just like how he just takes two fingers and just jams them in your mouth to the point where it's like you're going to puke.
Yeah. Hate that. Yeah.
Ugh. And he's like explaining to me, I think I have like, he says I have like, I'm almost getting gingivitis. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Fantastic.
Oh, the Listerine like, shit. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
He's like, because you haven't been in a dentist's office for God knows how many years. And I'm like, well, yeah. And he's like, well, we're going to have you come in and clean your teeth out and do the cleanings. And he's sitting there with like one of the things. He hasn't numbed me or anything. He puts his fingers in my mouth. He's moving shit around. He pulls out one of those, you know, the spikes, whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
He jams it in the in between my tooth and my
gum. Oh, I call those the tooth herders.
Yeah, and rips.
For obvious
and
reasons.
And yanks out a piece of plaque.
Oh,
and he's like, look at this. And I'm like, and he's got the magnifying glass right in front of me.
Gross.
And I can see my mouth is bleeding. And
is
I'm
he
like,
Bill Nye? Like, what the fuck?
And he's like, because your gums ever bleed? I'm like, not till now.
The only
he's like I can't believe your gums never bleed. I'm like, well, I'm not jamming it with stuff, man.
Seriously,
I had to have a wisdom teeth taken out late last year, and the one doctor I had was like this real like he's just an asshole. He's just very like he's just very like blunt about everything. He's just like, and he just like I never had a wisdom tooth out, so I thought it was gonna be like, oh, you know, they're like, oh, we can put you under if you want. I'm like, nah, that's all right. I'll stay awake, just numb me up, whatever. And I thought it was going to be like surgery, you know, just carving. He just takes like
it's
a screwdriver, and I hear the crunching. I'm like, wow, what did people do when they didn't have anesthesia?
They
fucking cried.
A fucking chisel and a
hammer.
Yeah,
or left them in, yeah.
They left them in. Because by the time it became like a common practice, they probably already had anesthesia.
But, I'm like, oh my God. I just hear crunching, and he's like shoving. I'm like, if he slips, he's going right through my cheek. Oh, like, yep. There's nothing I can do.
I think, see, I still have my wisdom teeth. The top two came in perfectly fine. Bottom ones are still kind of fighting
mine are all
to come in. I don't think I'll have a problem with it. But I believe Webmonster Mike had his out in, like, 10th grade.
Ouch.
Wow.
That's young.
That's unheard of.
My brother just got his out. He's, what?
I think we can verify that.
He's what, like 19?
That's why Mike is very wise.
Okay. I guess so.
Mike's very wise. But the one thing he's like, oh, yeah, everything else is fine, though. You got two cavities. And I'm like, oh, great, two cavities. I haven't been to the dentist in, what, 5 years?
I know.
Two cavities. Screw you.
I did that thing, too, where I just hadn't been to the dentist in so fucking long. Finally, it was like I got insurance and everything.
Yeah,
and it was like, nice. So I went up there and I...
You're living like an African.
Seriously.
I have
yeah.
to suffer because I don't have insurance.
Exactly.
I have insurance. Yes.
Ching.
He starts turning pale, like white.
Oh, thank you.
I can go now.
Get this lesion taken off.
So I went in there and I got a cleaning. And the you know, one of his assistants, like the girls do it or whatever.
Right.
And she was kind of hot.
Usually
which
one.
Wasn't
so you got a bone.
Helpful. You know, I was just like, oh, great. She's going to be in my fucking mouth. Mm-hmm. And she does the cleaning.
Yeah.
And, like, after it's done, and it was kind of painful. Like, she was really digging. And I was just like, holy shit. And afterwards, I looked down at the bib, and it looks like something out of, like, a Tarantino flick or something.
Oh, God.
It was so bloody. Mm-hmm. There was so much shit. There's, like, pieces of flesh and stuff. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God. And I looked at my teeth. My teeth were all red and full of blood.
Thanks. Oh. That's what I came here for.
They fucking attack you like like you're a prime like you're a prime rib. You know, it's like fucking all out. They don't give two fucks.
It's true.
And they'll numb you a little bit to the point where you can't feel, like your mouth goes numb. You know that whole feeling where it's like 2 hours later you're trying to eat water, drink water, and it's falling out of your mouth because you can't hold it in.
Yeah.
And you're just bleeding, and you continue bleeding all night. They're like, "Oh, use the sugar, use a salt solution." You're like, "Oh, great,
that works."
Yeah.
Fucking yeah, great. I want to slur salt in my mouth for an hour. Great.
It's like, you know what? Maybe if I hadn't come here and you hadn't ripped my mouth apart, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
I'd be all right because my teeth don't bother me.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. After I had them cleaned,
you notice it.
It was like I could rub them and it was squeaking.
Oh yeah,
so clean.
But the thing is, it's like
accents.
He was like the nicest. Like the dentist had as a kid was such a old, like you know, fucking. Put you know 2 feet in the ground type of motherfucker. He was just going fuck. Oh, I don't care whatever. He's like punching the mouth, you know, smacking your head when you're getting when you're like a 7 year old kid. He's kicking you in the butt walking as you're walking out. This guy was like, oh, how you? He's very like Mr. Rogers, but a dentist.
Yeah. Oh no,
very laid back and it's just really like I can't say the word. Fuck.
Today we're gonna remove some molars.
Toothy. Like an evil genius, my though. Neighbor. It's very like when he would stick you in the mouth with his finger.
Yeah, just stop. Just stop now.
Wow. He's like, he kind of grinned a little bit when he did. He's like, that's not gonna, this isn't going to hurt at all.
I'm pretty thankful I still have teeth left, given the lifestyle choices I made as a youth. Number one, my parents didn't take me to the dentist.
Why wouldn't they?
No.
They just didn't think about it. They didn't say, oh, Steven, you need to go to the dentist. It just didn't occur to my mother. All right,
well, give me the keys. I'm 7. I'll
seriously.
Drive there.
Yeah, they just
don't
care.
What was the span?
Time I went to the dentist?
You were like 12, right?
I was like 20.
Oh, 20?
I don't think I ever went to the dentist before that. If I did, I was really little and don't remember.
Yeah.
That is what we call negligence.
Yes. Get on my big wheel and go to the dentist.
I was at the dentist regularly up until probably the end of high school.
Like, do you have insurance, son? Like, yeah. It's like a little card I wrote in crayon.
Your picture, just like a stick figure.
In short, ants, A-N-T-S.
Wow.
I stopped like, thanks, Mom and Dad. Thanks.
I stopped going right before high school.
Yeah.
And I haven't gone
since maybe
today.
Maybe it was freshman year. It could have been when I
I think it was like my parents were like getting sick of the bills. And like, he doesn't need to go. Fuck it.
Well, through high school, I had braces, so it was like.
You had braces?
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
I got them out. Like freshman year.
Oh, okay.
Cause, so, I mean,
yeah, we didn't really know until junior year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I remember the night I came home with them, and I was starving because I didn't eat, like, all day.
Mm-hmm.
I took a grape and put it in my mouth and went to chew it, and it ripped the whole inside of my mouth. I was like, ah! And I was just, like, screaming, like, I'm never going to get to eat again.
Well, that didn't happen.
That would have changed your life dramatically. Can you imagine where
you'd
be
now? Just rip the braces out.
Braces fucking sucked. When they would break, I'd just be in school, and all of a sudden, like, I'd just be like, it's weird, and I'd move it. And you can move the brace around. It's still connected with the wire, but it fell off of your tooth. So it was just sitting there. It was like, fucking great. And then you got to go back there, and they got to take the wire out and fucking, oh, it hurt.
Gross.
Oh, what is it? One of the guys in my office, he broke his jaw. He had to get it wired shut because he broke his jaw in two places.
Oh, my God.
And so for, I think it was like 9 months, he had to go with, you know, having his mouth shut.
Yeah.
And he couldn't eat anything unless it was like pureed to the point of like.
I'd rather die, I think.
Like an Irish supper. That's the only way. Only if we can drink it through a straw, he can eat it.
What the fuck
is that?
What the fuck is an Irish supper?
Well,
beer? I don't know.
Irish, it's either alcohol or it's like a.
It's like an English breakfast kind
of. It's meat and potatoes boiled to the point of liquidation.
Mm.
You know? Oh, this dental talk's making me hungry again.
I bet.
Let's go on to something.
But it was. He was showing me pictures of that, like before the accident, like you know, you can see certain things, his lips all ripped up and stuff like that. And then when he had to get it done, it just looks like looked like something out of a Bond movie, like a Bond villain. He's
so weird.
Hey guys, how about you cut off my head, give me a new one, and then when it heals, you put it back on.
Or just take them all out and put wood in there. Fuck
just
it.
Take the entire jaw out.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, put a metal jaw in. That'd be awesome.
No, yeah. Like that He-Man guy.
Trap jaw.
Thank you for knowing that.
Matt knows fucking everything.
I think you had him, actually.
Yes, I did.
He wasn't a wrestler, so it's okay.
But what? He used him as a wrestler.
I did.
We can bring him up.
I had a He-Man Wrestling Federation.
Who did?
What? What?
We're not allowed to talk about wrestling.
The HWF?
Yeah, we're boycotting. Yeah, I'm Vaughn now.
What's it called?
You are so Vaughn now.
This is what you guys talk about. Fuck off.
I think this Vaughn is about you, wow. Don't you?
It has.
What's in the noose?
There was like a whole big stink. Did you want to talk about this Paris Hilton thing?
Go for
we
it.
We kind of blew it off.
No.
What?
Well, we blew it off.
I don't even
Tuesday.
Know what's going on.
Well, I don't even know what's going on. She's making a petition to give to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, uh-huh. It's not her. It's like one of her fans.
Yeah.
For doing it. To not go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because apparently she contributes so much to society.
But,
duh.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, that's what it said. It's like she gives hope to young girls. She gives hope to young girls. What's the hope? That you're
it depends on how you look at it.
Like, what's the hope? She's going to be a coke-addicted cocksucker? I mean, how wow. can...
If you set her up as an example of what not to do, then yeah.
Does she even no. suck cock? Did she suck cock in that video?
Oh, yes.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, she did.
I always pictured as one of those the rich girls are too good for that.
No.
Yeah,
no.
She looks like she's too good to it. She's trying to do it.
Soccer.
She's an undercover dirty girl.
Oh,
that's why I like her.
I have yet to see this video.
No. Ugh.
I'm the last person to not see
it. You haven't seen that?
I've only seen pictures.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
The whole thing.
It's all fucking... It's all grainy and green, and her eyes
Derek
are all weird.
Well, Derek has to have the full quality in order to enjoy it.
He's well, why would you even? I don't even like her to begin with. Yeah. Why would I want to see her in night vision having sex with some dude?
He needs an IMAX.
It's just like anything. Anytime a celebrity tape comes out, you got to see it just to see it.
Well, I saw like pictures of it.
The R. Kelly tape, right? Remember that?
I didn't see that.
Never saw it.
Never saw it? The whole thing where he's sitting there pissing on the girl the whole time.
Yeah,
never saw.
Yeah, that's it's pretty. No. It's pretty freaking raunchy. But you're sitting.
I never
there,
saw.
Hey, I gotta see it.
You know, I highly doubt he likes to piss on girls. I just don't.
Well, if it wasn't
so.
Him,
I highly doubt he doesn't like to piss on girls.
I don't know. I don't know.
Derek,
the guy
Derek saw the video in his Climax Theater.
Climax.
Oh my god.
Inside joke.
But anyway.
Wow.
So basically, she. You know, Rosie O'Donnell is like backing her.
Oh
saying
yeah.
That she mm-hmm. like
no.
The headline was something like she doesn't think that it was a problem drinking and driving or something.
What?
What?
I don't know. Or she understands.
That's just the default punishment.
Or
you
she
don't
understands
do that.
I think that Paris Hilton.
She's
is,
just grasping at straws.
She
needs rich friends.
No, she wants to fuck her. She's
that
a
too.
Fat dyke.
That too. But she needs rich friends to back her up, just in case she loses a lot of money if Donald Trump decides to sue her.
What did somebody tell me today? In California, it's you serve a day, you earn a day. So if she does the 45 days, she'll only do like 22.
Well, there's also something that they talked about where there's overcrowding, apparently,
no.
in the jails and some kind of policy, which I guess it means like you don't do time.
This whole thing is just
it.
Making me it's, very angry
she's
not
gonna
not even want to make jokes. I just want to kill people.
She's not going to go to jail automatically. She's still got to go through the what the fuck? Come on, what do they do when they fucking...
Appeals?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still got to go through all the appeals.
I think she already went through that, though. Like,
no.
This is it. No, she was sentenced to 45 days in prison, and that's it.
That was, yeah, but they could always... They
There's nothing more she can do. She's guilty of what, drunk driving?
Yeah.
Then that's it.
And breaking parole.
Breaking her probation for,
sorry.
For her driving issues.
Yeah, but
she did it. That's it. You can't do anymore. You can't appeal and say, well, I can't go to jail because I am allergic to bricks, you know.
No, but...
It's, fuck.
Nice job, dog.
Wow.
Nice job, Carly.
Nice job, Lola. Fuck. Anyway, the thing is, though, but she hasn't done petitions. I mean, she hasn't done any of the regular legal stuff because, what is it, Schwarzenegger's people actually said that he'd think about it. Once he gets the petition, he'd actually put it in mind. Like I said before, he put it in the maybe pile. But he hasn't done any of those. She hasn't done anything else.
She put it in the
really stop pile. It. You know. But I hope she does go to jail. At least show these asshole Harrises that they can't just do whatever the hell they want.
Harris?
Harris's. What did I say? Harris?
Okay.
I meant
Harris. Harasses. You know, hairy ass hoes.
Ooh. Or these. Did you read? There's a story out there that she was blaming the cops that they were hitting on her.
Probably were.
And asking
probably
her for dates and stuff like that. It's like
they want to squeeze her new fake titties. Come on.
What, she got implants?
They're like little implants. I don't know.
There's from a
like
shadow on this picture of her. Looks like she's lactating on her.
She could be.
They're implants.
Maybe one of them broke.
She went from
implants.
She went from nothing to like a C minus.
C minus. I don't know. They should just. I mean, 45 days, no big deal. She should just have to drop a few million to some meaningful charity, I think.
She'll do that anyway.
Super finer.
I don't know. Should celebrities be treated differently?
Yeah.
No.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Because
no matter what we think, no matter how much it might piss us off that people like her are in a position to be a role model, and whatever they do is going to affect an enormous percentage of the population of young females.
Yep. Or
no
males.
Matter what, even if we think it's ridiculous and stupid, she's still there. That's a part of society.
Yeah, but
you're saying she shouldn't just be killed.
But what about like Martha Stewart? She did her time.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart's a different thing, though.
So why shouldn't Paris Hilton?
No, she should. I'm saying she should. Oh. But if she's not going to do that, then she needs to do something else.
Well, yeah, she has to be punished in some way, but she should be punished differently because she's
not just for some
odd reason a celebrity.
If they decide, like, all right, we can't put Paris Hilton in jail, we just can't do it. We can't put her in the county.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Gen Pop.
Seriously.
That'd be awesome.
We can't lock her up with Otis.
Yeah.
OJ.
Well, then what else can she possibly do?
But finding her millions doesn't even matter because it doesn't matter. She just has an endless supply of money.
It's not to hurt her. It's just to get a little bit out of her, make her actually give to something.
She'll do that anyway. Even if push comes to
shove. Well, you need to do something where she would be deterred from doing it again. That's the point of jail. That's the point of all that shit.
It doesn't matter.
They should put her in one of those.
She's going to do whatever the hell she wants because she thinks she can.
But if we prove her wrong and send her to jail.
They should put, if they really want to cause it, they should not let her drive at all. They should put her in one of those gerbil balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, there
in general.
Like, gladiators, wow. The Atlas thing.
Yeah, the Atlas. The Atlas
she shouldn't
sphere.
Be allowed to drive at all. The only way she can get around is either by public transit or that. Her on public transit.
I think
would
she
be
should
hilarious.
Have to serve a normal jail sentence.
That's 45 days.
And if, for whatever reason, she doesn't, what else are they going to do to her?
Shoot her with a rocket. I don't know.
No. The Paris 500 gangbang.
There you go.
Put a bench warrant out for her.
Yeah, just like they do with
find
everybody
her
else.
And arrest her?
No, I'm not just saying she's just not going to show up. I'm saying something stupid is going to happen where they're just going to be like, eh, and slap her on the wrist. Yeah. And
beat
maybe
her
slap
like,
her with their cocks.
Beat her like Rodney King and nobody videotape it?
Just with penises instead of
nightsticks. Well, there you go.
I'm sure that's happening.
Nightstick-sized penises.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
That just kind of boggles my mind. Just
Carly says that's all right.
Hey, Type O is touring California. Maybe he can lend a hand, quote unquote. He can lend a fucking limb.
He can lend a meat.
Lend a phallus.
He can lend a fucking ladder rung of love.
Anyway,
well, we're done with Paris.
Well, everybody's done with Paris.
I still like her for some reason.
Huh. Oh, yeah. This was part of the article, too, and Mike just said it on the chat. The chick from Lost, I forgot her name.
Oh, yes.
Got convicted of drunk driving and sentenced to a short stay in jail.
Michelle Rodriguez.
After the trial, they took her to the jail and just let her go.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking
well,
yep.
There
awesome.
You go.
Well, then she got in trouble again. She did that again in Honolulu.
Yeah, see, she did
she
it
was,
again.
And she was actually brought back to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But there has I don't remember anything happening. That's why her character was killed off in the show. Because she got in trouble.
Got drunk and fell asleep in the waves.
That'd be funny. They just humiliated her.
How is that show still going on? Like, how are they not off the island or dead yet?
How have I never seen a single episode?
Neither I've seen one. I'm like, this is retarded.
I like
it's like Land of the Lost, but it was just people.
Never
with their dinosaurs.
No Chaka. There's no Chaka.
No, I'm talking about you remember the one on Saturday mornings with the
Living
Jeep?
In Land of the Lost. Yeah.
Not the 70s, 80s one. That was the absolute
living
shit.
In the
That's the one
land.
I remember.
But no, they did. What did they just say? They just made an announcement this week that they're going to end it in 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah. What was that? You fucking shit.
Wholly
your
unnecessary, number one.
Retarded.
What kind of announcement
years.
Is that? We're going to end the show.
Oh, you know
that was
3 years.
Well, the thing is, they've been.
End at film's end.
In 2010.
I can explain if you guys would shut the fuck up.
Well, they
up.
Did a show like this called Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
No, it's like that. It's like any show. It's like any show that gets popular, they usually stay on for way too long, and they get way too ridiculous, and it just ends shittily. You know?
Like, fucking, do we have a sound effect to accompany that list remark?
Shittily.
Is
that so, is that like
funny?
That's some country in Italy, right?
Yeah, it's a waste dump in Italy.
So
shittily.
The after like season, was it? I want to get this out, but
yeah,
cock sucker. After the first season, the creators of the show wanted to find. They didn't want the show to, you know, last, but like that, or like Gilligan's Island, where it went on forever. And they just couldn't find other ways to do things with coconuts after a while.
Like make radios and fucking people out of them.
And fucking women. Yeah.
I found a way off the island. Yeah, did you?
Who cares? Okay, let's go. The shitload of Africans and the Harlem Globetrotters are here. What the fuck's going on?
Oh, no.
Run.
It's an Asian cosmonaut. What the fuck?
Von Bonix. That's what Mike says. Evonix.
How about retard speak? That is more appropriate.
Instead of lead speak, tard speak.
Vaughn doesn't know what to say.
Everything's spelled phonetically.
Phonetically.
Incorrect phonetics.
You fucking nuts.
Anyway.
You're very punny today.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't want the show to go on forever, but it is.
Well, no.
How long has it been on for? Like 2000?
This is the third season.
That's it?
Yeah.
Seems like forever.
They're going to do 6 years and that's it.
I was surprised that Survivor has been on for like almost fucking.
Well, it spawned.
Survivor sucks.
Yeah.
It's like 6 years now or something, isn't it?
It's like the Real World's been on for like over 10 years. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that blows balls.
Well, yeah.
Real World started in like 91.
Yeah. I know, seriously.
So over 10 years, probably like with 16.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Real World 16.
And the thing is, people still flock to it every time they start a new one. And they and they're the
but
same
again,
fucking
But again, those shows spawn other shows.
Yeah, they suck.
Like, what's the celebrity one? The celebrity version of it.
Surreal, Surreal Life?
Surreal Life. Same thing.
Sucks. What did he say?
I was Vaughn, yeah, right. Mike said they can make radios out of coconuts, but they can't patch a boat.
With all that coconut milk, they're going to make glue out of it. Why the fuck didn't they just figure that out the first week?
And then he said, hooked on Vonix worked for me.
Okay.
Worked for me.
I like to say thanks. Me. Fuck you.
Hook it on
shittily.
Vonix.
Gorsh.
Did I derail the show?
Kinda. Anyway, who, all right, so we were talking about... What the fuck is that vibrating? Is that somebody's cell phone?
Dickhead's phone.
Answer that shit.
Vaughn's got a call.
No.
Who is it?
I just got an alert for one of the shows I listen to.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, why don't you go listen to that show then, you fuck?
I'll listen to it when I get home.
Not soon enough.
What?
What show is that?
Keith and Girl.
Okay.
Oh, I hate them.
Keith and Mike.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't hate them.
No, Don and Drew you're talking about, for God's sake.
Don
stop
and Drew,
switching it up.
Yeah.
I'm
good
sorry.
Show, shit show. Sorry. And, well, they have a setup where if you want, you can have a, you know, them send you a text to tell them when they're going to be on. Because they do live version. They do live.
What, like, just like whenever they want?
Well, whenever they turn the feed on, they do a live show like we do.
Yeah.
And then they rebroadcast it as a podcast.
Yeah.
But usually I'm always home, you know, I'm not home. I'm usually working when it does, right. When they pop up, when they do their shows in the afternoon.
So they just do them whenever they want?
Yeah, anytime. Oh. It's their own feed.
Vaughn is a podcast mark.
Yeah.
What's that? What are you talking about?
Oh, we can't
discuss talk about
it,
sorry.
Is.
Can't discuss it. I'll tell you off the end.
Actually, I would call him a podcast smark.
Oh, fine.
Smart.
A slobcast.
He's a smart.
A podcast.
I'm going to strangle you to death.
The Aristofats Blobcast.
I'm going to take my shoe off and shove my foot right in your face. You bald bastard.
Cool.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Not him.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to have this foot. It's been sweating all day.
You're a dirtbag.
You don't want to have this foot.
I cleaned.
You're a middle-aged dirtbag.
Not middle-aged. I'm 26.
Whatever you are.
Asshole.
God. Anyway.
All right.
You fuckers should do a Batman versus some other guy thing instead of the Star Wars thing. Well, I was kidding about the Star Wars thing.
How about Batman is unbeatable? He's the coolest
Who's
superhero.
Brought up the Batman versus some other?
Vito.
Who the? Okay.
About what?
I don't understand why people think they need to pick a side and bitch about the other.
What happened?
What are you talking?
I was joking around and I said we were going to talk about Star Wars versus Star Trek.
When was that?
On the chat?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're incomparable.
Well, because their new thing is they ask us if we're going to talk about wrestling or Star Wars.
Oh,
I'll bring up Star Wars right now. I just read an interview with him.
Two new movies.
Well, yes, he's going to do two new hour-long TV movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you read about it?
Yeah, we read it before.
Yeah. Well,
I think
I was kind of upset. I thought it said two live-action movies.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I was like,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then I was like, probably an hour each and probably going to television. I was like, that fucking sucks.
But that's the only good thing about that is that if they do well, it shows networks that he actually can do a television show. Or at least try to do a television show, which is what they want to do. They want to do a TV show. So,
really?
Yeah, he wants to do a TV show.
Yeah, we're going to do a TV show based on Boba Fett, like growing up and becoming a bounty hunter.
That's what I heard too, but I don't think
which would have
happen.
Been
that would have been
fucking awesome.
Very interesting.
But now they're doing Clone Wars, CGI thing. Like similar to the Clone Wars cartoon,
but
it's going to be CGI, and they said none of the stars are going to voice it. It's like, wow, I really want to watch that.
Well, no, did you see the Clone Wars stuff, though, that was on?
I saw some of it, yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was pretty good. Even the people that did for voices wasn't any of the stars.
I was going to say, I'm sure they could get some fans who can do the voices.
No,
exactly.
They got some pretty good voice actors to cover those voices.
Yeah.
And it would be good if they did that same thing as Boba Fett. You know, 20-minute shows like that.
Well, not anime. I want, like, live-action Boba Fett. I mean, it would be easy because he's always on the mask.
It's probably a fan film out there.
And if they have a young one, all they got to do is find a younger version of the actor that played Jango Fett.
I wish they did that when they had the younger actor who was doing it in the second movie.
They could probably get him.
And not now. He's probably, what, like 2-3 years older now?
So what? We'll have him, like, as a teenager.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, there's tons and tons of stories about Boba Fett.
And there's tons and tons of books written about
him. Yeah,
that's
what I mean, like books.
Yeah. It'll never happen.
I think since the new cast has come along, you just surpassed all the accumulative Star Wars talk
that
there has been on this show in the past 4 months.
We would talk about Star Wars on the old show, and I would laugh for days.
And talk about it as much as used to talk about wrestling.
The death cheese.
Oh, that was priceless.
It was the fucking funniest thing I think we ever did.
Gotta dig it up.
Do you have that as a bit?
No.
Oh.
I gotta do it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're hooked up.
Have a mic.
I don't think you're hooked up.
Oh, never mind.
The
what was
death
that,
Carly?
You're on now.
Just quoting Pat saying, cut his jacket to pieces.
Cut his jacket in pieces.
Well, yeah. Like, we're talking about how we can't do music anymore during the bits, like during the break, so we can always play a bit.
Yeah, we could, but that would require effort on my part.
That's true.
Do you have all the old shows, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this, too, when we went out. We have no desire to do anything that requires any amount of time for anything.
I will, but
like
that's how you succeed in making
stuff.
See,
the thing is, I'll either come up with something or you present me with something and I'll do it.
Right, fucking show me how to do it and I'll do it.
All right, I presented you with
on
something.
Your computer that you have. You
no,
have,
just show me how to do it here. I'll do it.
Yeah, you're going to come along.
He's just going to hang out all night.
I present you with something.
Let's move in.
You have the bit. You have the episodes. I don't have them anymore. You still have those shows.
Yes.
You're up until God knows when every morning.
Remember.
The crack of sun.
Remember.
He does have an 8-hour sleep. It's not like he's
up
till 6 and then gets up at 9.
He goes to bed at 4.
Yeah, but that's like his day. He wakes up and goes to work.
I still sleep the same amount as anybody else. I just sleep a different shift.
Yeah.
So I'm not
on the night
bonus
shift.
Hours. Like, what do I do with my time? I'm twiddling my thumbs here.
My mother used to get pissed at me because, like, I would work nights and I'd get home at midnight. I'd stay up till like 3 and go to bed, sometimes 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd wake up later and she's like, you know, you're up all night. You know, blah, blah, blah. I'm just like,
yeah.
Or no, she would say, you're home all day.
Yeah.
You know, you're home all day. No, I'm not. I'm sleeping.
I know. My mother
used to
say that.
Why would you sleep until noon? Gee, I don't know, because I'm getting home at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning.
Why are you sleeping away the day? Oh, I don't know. I work till midnight every single night for like a month straight once.
Well, I don't, you know, because we know Derek's probably not going to do it.
Probably. You know, there's not a doubt about it.
I know. I didn't see
this. I sat down yesterday because I had half a day because I had to go to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
So I came back. I had all fucking day, okay? Mm-hmm. I set everything up. I was going to make a brand new promo. I had an idea. I had to take a shit, and I just erased everything, took a shit, and then, like, played Star Wars.
And then he erased his toilet.
Yeah.
If it doesn't involve shitting, cheese doodles,
Star Wars,
or wrestling, he doesn't care.
Cheese doodles.
Where'd that come
from? I talked about cheese doodles. I do love them.
I was eating them.
Yeah, I didn't even acknowledge it. I thought they were potato chips.
Is that
chips,
Pirate's actually. Booty?
It is Pirate's Booty. It's kind of like cheese doodles.
Kind of. It's a little more puffy.
They're wrestling flavored.
Seriously, I want to start
with what?
They're wrestling flavored.
Jesus.
It's a fucking sweaty mat.
If you guys can give me the, if you guys
you
can
go.
Give me
a nice pin.
If you guys can give me, I'm off the next foot. Wow. Pin.
Whoops! I can't stop.
Cracking each other up like retards.
Oh my fucking god! That's fucking terrible.
You asshole.
I am. I didn't even mean to do that.
I missed that. I'll catch it when I don't listen to the show.
On the replay that won't get broadcast.
Anyway.
It started as a joke, and now they're actually discussing who would win, Vader what? Or Captain Kirk.
Wow.
I don't even know why that's even a question.
Isn't Vader Captain Kirk, though, in all reality?
No.
He's a fat bastard in a helmet.
Wow.
What?
Kind of the same
thing. Yeah, he knows how to swing a lightsaber.
Yeah, he also knows how to choke him from across the room. He doesn't even have to go near him. He could just kill him.
Right. Captain Kirk is gay.
Yeah.
Can I just be on the record
saying
that?
The character or the actor?
Both.
Fuck you.
But
I hate Star Trek. I hate old Star Trek.
I can believe you, Captain Kirk, kind of shits. But William Shatner, fuck you.
Technologically, though, Kirk could wrap himself in a skin-tight force field that would prevent him from choking him.
Okay. Also, what's he going to do about that lightsaber?
Oh, he can throw alien women at him until he friggin' stops
him. You know what? Somebody actually said that on the chat.
What's
That's
that?
Weird that you brought that up.
What's he going to do about the phaser? Shoot him.
I don't know. He's...
He's made of...
Who fuck cares about the sword? Just shoot the sword.
Because he'll block it with the sword?
No. But
maybe.
I'm calling it a sword now.
Listen,
the lightsaber?
His sword. How about his fucking starship?
But isn't...
Han Solo shot at Darth Vader and he just caught it.
Yeah, he can catch bullets.
But isn't he like made of something that he'll just deflect off anyway?
Cool, he's
just
ding
right. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like half machine, more than half machine.
Yeah, so it'll just ding off his robo...
He's more machine now than man.
It'll just ding off his RoboCop body.
Twisted in pedophilia.
Since we're talking about Star Wars again, I found this at work. It came off an AC thing, and I got it for Derek because it looks like a little Empire logo.
Kind of.
I'm going to bring it over here.
Okay.
I'm going to deliver it now.
that was a good
pin. Let me see the Imperial symbol in my hat.
Does it look like it?
Oh, wow, it does kind of. That's cool.
Nice.
Excellent.
So anyway. So now in the chat, they're fighting with each other over Darth Vader.
I'm sure they're just discussing, but okay.
No, it's more like disgusting, because I can't believe we're even talking about this shit.
Are these
I'm getting a headache, characters? Actually. This is so terrible.
The Enterprise versus a Star Destroyer. Star Destroyer? They have the fucking Death Star. They can blow up a planet. What makes you think they can't blow up fucking...
But what time of the Death Star? In the first movie, the second movie, the third movie.
Doesn't matter.
Anytime they're getting rebuilt, it's all fucked. You can't
even if they don't have it, they can kill them all.
Doesn't the Enterprise like time travel, though? Can it just vanish into like a wormhole or something?
In
teleportation.
Yeah, okay, great. They can run away.
Well,
who won?
Who cares?
They didn't die, so they still won, too.
But what about... too, though.
But what about like I don't want to even talk about
this.
Yeah,
you do.
I don't, nerd.
This is like what nerd... there's like... thousands of nerds having this conversation, like sweating around like a pizza.
Stroke your cock, nerd.
Wow.
Talk
fat
about it.
Slobs.
No, like anything that like you can come up with that is just like brute force from Star Wars, because that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
That it's just, I can come up with something like cosmologically ridiculous that would completely eliminate that. Like I could freeze time on you with something and it wouldn't be anything that you could do.
You know what? It's all make-believe, folks, anyway.
Yeah.
Mike says the Borg versus the Empire.
Yeah, the Borg.
I don't even know what the Borg is.
The Borg is the is like the cyber
like Worf and shit. Right?
No, that's
it's like the cybernetic like a bad guy in Star Trek.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're all, you know, pale.
Oh,
the
Jewish ones?
No, those are the Ferengi.
Oh yeah.
Actually, it depends on how you look at it, because the Ferengi are the money grubbing Jews, and
you nerd.
calm down, because this is how they wrote it. And this is what they modeled it after.
He did a thesis on it.
And the Bajorans are the oppressed Jews of World War II.
Yeah, whatever Dukat is, that's cool.
They're the Germans.
That's why they're cool.
Yeah.
It's a big lizard dude that fucks slaves and shit.
He does.
That's what I'm all
that's
about.
That's all he... That's it and that's all. That's
Vader
all
don't do that.
Did.
That's why I don't like Star Wars.
They can't fuck. He's got no power.
Like either one.
I know. See, Mike is going to get into this. He's waking up.
Yeah. Right? He put Star Trek versus Star Wars versus Stargate.
Oh, no.
Versus
StarCraft.
Galactica.
And then he put Borg versus Empire versus Assimilators.
Wow. Oh, no.
Wookiees versus Klingons. Wookiees. They can rip their arms off.
So can Klingons.
Creamy.
Can they really?
Yeah.
They're pretty strong.
So they're basically like even?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say Wookiees.
This needs
to
stop.
I
know.
This show will go on for hours.
It'll,
it will.
That fight will just be a fling of hair and
Pat's
skin.
Not here.
All.
There's no need to continue.
See, a problem with Klingons is their entire organs and skeletal structure is redundant, so they have a backup of everything. And that killed it. Thank you.
The whole
Thank
thing
you.
Is just killing me.
No, the
Thank
thing is,
you.
The thing is,
don't stop. Don't start the engines
like,
again.
Derek is
I
so
just
like
broke
in,
it down with
the,
that.
The thing
he
is
just
the,
turned the engine off.
The thing is, the show will end, and this these talks will still continue on the chat.
No, I'm leaving.
And Derek,
actually.
We will leave, and Derek will stay until 2 in the morning talking about the Borg and like Darth Vader
see, like,
only
have,
raping like 7 and 9.
I have phenomenally limited knowledge of Star Wars, but Webmonster Mike, on the other hand, has extensive knowledge of both.
So all right, we'll wrap this up right now.
Okay.
Mike, who'd win, Star Wars or Star Trek?
He's gonna.
We're gonna wait.
He'll have to give you like a paragraph of of reasons why,
just
though.
Just pick one.
He's gonna write you a story.
Oh no! I was gonna get into like subspace weapons and like.
How about no?
What engines are you turning off? Ion drives or warp drives?
No.
Did Vaughn just shit on the mic?
I think Mike, he did. Stop. He just shit on the show. Oh god! Ion drives or warp drives.
Wow.
Star.
He wrote star and then he left the room.
That's why we love Mike.
And that's why we're going to break.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
What?
Let's just talk about wrestling.
So,
all right, give me a Royal Rumble of death. 30 wrestlers, go.
Okay.
How many can Shamrock?
How many can Shamrock?
The zombie corpse of Eddie Guerrero versus the rest of you figure it out.
Jake the Snake's first dead snake.
Versus his
last.
Because
there's more than one.
Versus dead Matilda. Anyway.
Poor Matilda.
Matilda. I don't know. I just Derek's ice machine has just been turned off.
What? Beulah versus gravity.
Well, what?
Gravity? What? Is she really that saggy now?
Yeah, dude.
She was hot.
No.
Frankie
you're
versus mine.
Stupid. You just broke it.
Mine.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
I know what that is, but I don't remember.
George the Animal Steel's little weird, like, weasel.
They always had weasel midgets, creature. Yeah.
No, it was a puppet. It was like a hand puppet.
They always had midgets.
It looked like a midget on him. What are you talking about? Fucking gorilla that he was. Still is.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. We're back. The Aristocrats.
Glacier versus Shockmaster.
Oh, no. Glacier versus Sub-Zero.
That's impossible.
Tatanka versus Nightwolf.
All right, this just needs to stop.
I'm dumb.
Dude, like five nerdy topics are all being
I love it.
Falling together into one.
It's a quantum focal point of nerd.
This is a bad dream right now.
So, anyway.
So let's just wrap this up by saying Star Wars will beat anything.
Star Wars.
Including wrestling.
And wrestling beats life.
Including wrestling.
But wrestling is greater than life. So.
I'm going to end it. I end it right now. The Warrior on C-SPAN beats everybody.
Wow.
Wow.
It's probably a good point.
Top tier.
Modern day Warrior beats everybody.
They don't have TVs. Let them touch these things.
Oh, fuck.
Let them touch these.
They don't have these things. Let them touch them. They just want to touch them.
So poor. So black. How'd that guy not get fired?
I don't know. He probably did.
He's still on.
Was that Anderson Cooper, right?
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer, that's right.
Yeah, now, Anderson Cooper is a little too smart to make that.
Nightcrawler versus Mark Henry. Now they're just going to sell it.
What's not even going to happen? What a dirty little German guy against a fat black guy.
What does that mean?
He just transmorphics into his stomach and beat his ass.
What? Yeah, he.
Oh, God. Right?
See, Mark Henry, he's so dark that he can't use his teleport because he can never see where he's going around him. He could form inside his stomach.
Mike said, if it was Nightcrawler versus Mark Henry, you would lose.
I wouldn't want to see that match.
Because not even Nightcrawler could carry Mark Henry to a decent match. Oh!
Nightcrawler wasn't in the third one, was he?
No.
No.
He wasn't. They did have at near the end in that last battle a teleporter who teleported exactly like Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
they just decided to throw it in there.
He didn't want to do it.
Why?
I guess he didn't want to get paid.
He didn't want money. Free money. You don't even need lines.
He was being an arty fag by then.
Really?
Well, he is an arty fag.
Okay.
Well, he is a fag.
Yeah.
Is he really
a Scottish fag? No. Making us look bad.
Wow.
We got a story about the. The Mickey Mouse, the Islamic
again?
Mickey Mouse. Yeah. He's been pulled off the air.
Oh, really?
Yes. They suspended the TV program that featured a Mickey Mouse lookalike using Palestinian children, urging Palestinian children to fight Israel.
And
using them. Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
The Jews are taking me off TV, boys and girls. I live on in your hearts.
Live on in your
hearts. And in your bombs.
A giant black and white rodent with a high-pitched voice represented a mistaken approach to Palestine's struggle against Israeli occupation.
A mistake?
Yeah.
It looks like he's smuggling bombs in his cheeks.
Yeah.
The fuck?
It really looks like the mask was put in the microwave for like way too long and I put on.
He looks like a melting ice cream Mickey Mouse.
Ooh, I want one.
Uh-huh.
Mike, I want one. Friggin' call the show.
I know.
If you commit suicide for the Islamic Mickey Mouse, what do you get in heaven?
A 770
Mouseketeer.
Yeah.
What?
I was about to say that. So awesome. He needs to be on the show.
Mickey Mouse versus Sodom versus Osama versus John Cena versus the Jews.
Those wars, man. The Jews.
Let me tell you something. The Jews always win.
It's true.
Well, they would lose, but they would just make the paper say they win because they control the media.
Look, he's self-hating.
Revision is history.
Have you learned nothing from history?
He's self-hating.
Yeah, history, only six quote, and, unquote.
Histoire.
What is it? 6.25?
6.25.
Mm-hmm. Six and...
No, 6.25% of yourself is self-hating Jew.
Yeah.
16% of you?
That's the smallest beanie ever.
Is that what it is?
Something like, no.
No.
Yeah. 1/16.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck are you...
You're playing with the smallest dreidel ever made.
Wow.
Microscopic. So Mickey Mouse is off the air.
No.
Good for him.
Who's the next one going to be? It'd be like SpongeBob or something.
Oh, we're going to bring back Ocello Rob rectangular trousers.
I was at work the other day. I was fucking laughing my ass off thinking about that.
That came on the. I was watching that this morning. I almost fell on the floor. I almost fell off my bed. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Really, it's just the word trousers that puts it over. Because I love that.
You might even. Hello, what the fuck?
It's like you wouldn't know that shit. It's like
Scotch Bright Robert rectangular pantaloons.
Brillo.
Oblong pantaloons.
That's the black one.
Like Brillo Jacob. Triangular.
Brillo Jamal.
Brillo Jamal. Big old
fucking
parachute
hanging pants. Yeah, parachute pants. MC Hammer pants.
He's got his top of his head into a fade.
Rectangular trousers.
Oh, those are funny though.
I like it.
Fantastic.
I swear I'm gonna go to IHOP soon just so I can see like what they're calling these fucking things.
It's like
Sponge guy.
But you're not.
It's yellow sponge
fucking
man.
Crime fighting dog.
Yeah.
Mystery solving dog.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever seen where
big blue dog.
It's not a bootleg is when they actually bring those people when they actually, you know, when the company like
when they
Nickelodeon's actually doing the promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all the other like Blue's Clues. What do they call that? Like a gray spotted dog.
Doobie Scoo.
Wow.
Doobie Scoo.
Be having lunch.
He speaks correctly.
Lunch with Doobie Scoo.
He speaks correctly.
Turquoise hints.
He speaks like a Masterpiece Theater accent. What was that? What?
Like an it's up-class
a turquoise brick. Hints.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's dumb.
Yeah. Wow. Actually, to think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Steve is crying.
He is actually more turquoise than blue.
Yeah.
Or she. I think it's a she.
I don't care.
Why are you thinking about this? Care?
I don't care. That guy on the show is creepy.
Yeah, did he get kicked off because he was like addicted to crack or something?
Well, I hope he was.
The original guy?
Yeah.
The original guy's doing like alt music. It's like an alternative rocker.
He's
yeah,
doing Gabber.
Band.
He's in a Gabber band now.
And it's just,
it's creepy when you see the videos that he puts out. All right, now you're frightening me.
That sounds like Deep Throat. You need to stop.
Yeah. Well, he has a video out for that band, and it's really just creepy to see him because he looks the same. He's got a
fucking
shaved
Steve.
Head. Yeah, you're like, oh, my God. You.
That guy, he shaved his head?
What?
Yeah, he looks all different. He looks all, you know, arty and bald-headed.
Party.
I don't trying to come up with names like Elmer Fudd, is like Bald Hunter. Real generic.
Eli Fudge.
Fudge.
Yeah, just keep the same E's.
speech impediment farm. Fucking bald-headed hunter.
Lisping bald hunter.
What about Wile E. Coyote? Wesley Willis. I don't know.
Astute prairie dog.
Astute.
Falling coyote.
I loved Wile E. Coyote. I thought he was the greatest thing ever.
He's a super genius. I can see that cocaine just falling.
I can't because I just see it sitting there inert.
Oh, you know, I thought those two were connected.
Clever
Never
dog.
Mind.
No, it's okay. Yeah, no.
Go on.
Clever dog.
Street sprinter.
Honk, honk. Droopy dog.
Honk, honk. Sad puppy.
Depressed Dalmatian.
Oh my god.
Sunken in eyes, cocker spaniel.
What?
Really
Basset right. hound with large jowls.
Yeah. I'm really reaching.
It's just going to become descriptions.
depressed basset hound.
Wow. Oh god.
You know
was he depressed? Like was he sick?
Yeah.
At least he was very downtrodden.
I'm happy.
I think they're putting them out on DVD, too, those cartoons.
Why?
Because
what was the company that made them? What was it called?
Wasn't it MGM? No.
I don't know.
Oh, Warner Brothers? Wasn't it one of them?
It wasn't Warner Brothers. It was Droopy Dog and... I can picture them all in my head. Just don't know their fucking names.
I thought Hanna-Barbera did those cartoons.
Might have been Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah,
I know which one.
The cat, like, exit stage left.
Yeah.
Guy.
Stage left, even.
Yeah.
That's,
Yeah, now you're making me think.
I loved watching that show, and I hate myself now.
Snagglepuss?
Snagglepuss. Yeah, he was Snagglepuss.
I love Snagglepuss. Mm-hmm. He was funny as hell.
That was Hanna-Barbera.
Magilla Gorilla, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You liked the lisping homosexual
cat?
He
wasn't gay.
Uh-huh, he liked the theater.
Well, he wore, like, a pink vest.
Okay, you're right, but he was funny.
And a bow tie, yeah.
Yeah, his costume name would be Flaming Cat.
Fucking faggot-ass fucking faggot cat.
We'll be at IHOP.
He was the Charles Nelson Reilly of cartoon characters.
I got another hybrid for you.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Beulah Magilla Gorilla.
What? Shut up. Beulah.
That's another
stupid
random crossover.
It's like such a mixed
hybrid character.
So it's all saggy, but an ape?
Are you thinking of the fabulous Moolah?
Maybe.
You fucking idiot.
Because
oh, shut up, Dual.
Moolah is a hot slut.
The fabulous Moolah's box. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
He dropped the mic and then picked it back up.
You need to actually shrink wrap her labia to keep them like Moolah's hitting the floor.
Moolah's moxie.
Looks like a Philly cheese.
When stick. We used to go to wrestling school... That's right, wrestling school.
We That's did right. Not.
Steve number two would always, every night, I think, he asked Iron Mike Sharp if he saw the fabulous Moolah naked. And Mike would never answer. We would just go off on some, like,
you fat
bullshit
bastard.
Story.
No, you know, that reminds me of a time in the great territory I've been getting on. No, Mike, seriously. He would, like...
He really wants to know. He's such a degenerate pervert. That, like, that's all he cares about.
That reminds me of the time when I was hunting down Sasquatch in the Adirondack.
Yeah.
I was wrestling.
Isn't he huge into
he
that?
He did. He hunted Bigfoot.
And he saw UFOs and all kinds of...
He definitely
fucking
did.
Loopy, man.
Well, he said he saw
a psychotic bum.
Somebody cracks in the head with a chair back in 1812.
He is Zeke.
That
he could be Zeke's father.
Well, you know, Zeke, you know, when I was a boy, we...
We used to hit each other with chairs.
Oh my God.
We didn't molest campers. We just tipped their food.
We do flying elbows from the top ring.
Okay. Top ring.
More than one.
There's no...
The top rung?
Shut up.
Rings
Thank
on top
you.
Of rings.
Oh, God. Anyway.
It's like a transformer of wrestling rings. There you go. Two and one.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Do the noise back left.
No.
Thank you.
Bing, 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 bing.
Don't encourage him. Thank you. Ah, you jerk.
Great Moolah would have to look like a pound of lunch meat in a blender. From Mike.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Roast beef or prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
I'm about to vomit. Thank you.
That's terrible.
How about this for a headline? Elderly woman bashed with block of wood.
Nice. I like that one.
Who is this man and I want to meet him?
Of course, it's from Australia.
This sounds like it could be one of those substitute characters.
Hey, I'm... substitute characters, like the Brooklyn
she just
Brawler.
Comes in bleeding from the head
into IHOP.
On Monday, we'll have elderly woman bashed with block of wood.
Yet again, it's from Australia.
Yeah, an elderly woman suffered fractures after being bashed with a block of wood in northwest Queensland. Is that Australia?
Yeah, that's Australia.
Yes. Okay. Police said the 69-year-old was in Mount Isa Music Store yesterday when a 21-year-old man allegedly, entered the shop and struck her repeatedly on the arm and head with a block of wood.
Is this a Benny Hill bit?
He allegedly entered the shop. They know he hit her with the wood. They just don't know if he entered the shop when he
did.
No, not at the end of the show, but like in the middle of the show where they just had, where just him and like the little old guy. And all of a sudden, you know, Benny walks out, and the little old guy walks a little bit ahead of him. He slaps him in the head. This is what happens. He's waiting in line. He just takes a piece of wood out of his pocket and smashes her in the face with it.
The offender left the store without taking anything and was apprehended by police a short time later.
Hours later.
Yeah. He will appear in Court today.
Queensland.
Charged with assault. Yeah.
And having no shame.
Bodily harm, blah, blah, blah.
Just out of nowhere, he just came in and just slugged her in the face?
Yeah. This guy's my fucking hero.
I like him.
Out of all people, an elderly woman.
And watch this. He's probably getting revenge because she never cut the corners off of a sandwich or something like that when he was a kid. Like his lunch lady or some shit.
Oh, no.
Who knows? They're fucking ex-prison colony in that country. I told you already.
You're going to get the Toucher pissed off.
I'm sorry, Toucher, but they're an ex-prison colony.
Wow.
I'm trying to keep fans. Not.
You're the only one who seems to be normal there. What do you live?
Oh, because you've been there.
I haven't heard anything about him, unless he's the kid.
Oh my god, I haven't heard anything about
Steve Irwin was the man.
He was. Now he's the dead man.
I know several people that live there, and they're all very nice, upstanding citizens.
Yeah, they don't kill their friends and bury them in the back of their house.
Upright citizens?
And then have their help the parents look for the kid.
What?
That was that story. They killed their friend, buried her in the backyard.
Oh, he was
called
here
the cops,
this.
And then while they were looking for the body, they were with their with the woman's parents, the kid's parents.
They made them think that they were helping them find.
Oh yeah,
and then they said out of the blue, oh yeah, we killed her. She's in the after a week.
They just had to do it. They had to kill someone.
like that's never happened around here. Like that doesn't happen in fucking Wyoming.
It happens all the time. My wife just goes nuts and says drowned all our kids or burn them or light them on fire for Christian reasons.
A dingo's got my baby.
Fucking dingo.
I don't know what this is. We might want to listen to it.
Okay, go.
911 calls for a nanny.
Uh-oh.
Nanny 911 calls?
It's probably porn.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
N5631 Shaw Hill Road.
N5631 Shaw Hill?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I need a nanny.
A nanny?
Yeah, this is a nanny 911. I need a babysitter and some friends and... yeah.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not understanding what you need. What's going on?
I just need a babysitter.
Okay, 911 does not provide a babysitter, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
What a friggin' dummy.
Wow.
Seriously.
I hope that was fake.
I have no doubt.
It's a real
fake
call.
Yeah.
It's from a news website.
Yeah.
But I hope that lady was just being
like fucking around.
You know what I like?
No way.
The guy shot his wife and then called and told about it.
Yeah. Classic.
You're still alive?
That's when you hear a story like that, when you just hear that video, the clip we just played, you understand why he shot his wife and just called the cops and said, I did it.
Well, I think she's dead.
Yeah, but I don't think that woman really thought she would get a babysitter. I think it was a joke or something.
She enticed me.
I need
ridiculed me.
I need a
my lifetime.
She made
I need
fun
a
of
nanny.
My socks.
The quote was, I need a nanny and some friends.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
She wanted friends, and she wanted a nanny to watch her kids so she can go out with her friends.
I mean, like, seriously.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I think it's
Could just be drugs. Could be drugs.
Yeah.
I'll accept that as a reason.
But, like, how do they just release these? Like, out of the blue, they just go, you know, hand an unlabeled tape to whatever news service and go, here, look through these, pick what you want, and put them out on the internet. Who cares?
Possibly. I don't know.
It's the only thing I'm accepting.
I wish there was more.
Yeah.
I was waiting for something like Interesting. Earth shattering.
All of a sudden, the kid comes up and shoots her in the face.
Okay. No, okay. Well, what did the article expand on that or anything? Did it like say, you know, they tracked her down,
beat
arrested
her, in the
her
face.
And
Paris Hilton?
I closed it.
All right, forget it.
Oh, whoops.
Womp, womp, womp.
We don't do real radio.
Nah, we bim, just bim, bim. Throw shit out there and see if it sinks.
Yeah, like the Versus thing.
Let's throw this into bed with Madonna and see if she's loose with it.
Okay.
What?
Yes. I would definitely fuck her.
That's who? That's I'm married with Jill.
Madonna.
Oh, really now?
Yeah, she's hotter now than she ever was.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Her 50 50 years
what do you mean, I don't know?
She's like, what, 50-something?
Right. Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're the one with the gay age restrictions.
Fuck.
I don't have any restrictions. I just.
18 to 81 for Vaughn.
And not a month older. Not including leap years.
Unless she's still got all her teeth.
I don't know.
Yeah, she does have the weird gap. That's kind of strange.
That's fine.
Since
1980. Oh, I don't. It's fine with me. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. Even the cartoon Madonna was hot in that
it's
video.
True.
Well.
That was the first time I ever saw Ali G.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I saw his book in Barnes & Noble. I said, this can't be real. Because I had no idea who or what it was.
Yeah.
I'm like, if this is real, then I'm going to die. I'm just going to kill myself.
Well, I know HBO did this, like put the first season out before that video popped up. I don't think anybody was probably paying attention
nah,
to it.
Nah, nobody really knew.
I still never really saw
Ali
G.
Ali G was really funny.
Really?
I never gave
him
a chance.
It really is funny.
Just looking at him. Just fucking irked me.
Well, yeah. the two seasons are out now on DVD, so if you really want to try it out, you can always rent them or buy them.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an obstinate dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is funny, though.
Well, they did two movies for the Ali G character, and one was a horrible mess.
Yeah.
That first one. The second one I heard was good, but it hasn't been released in America.
I have nothing. I don't know anything about this.
It's the guy that did
Borat.
Borat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that much I know, but I don't know.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, you don't care.
I have no idea
what
anything
you
is
don't
about.
Care.
All right, good.
All right.
I was looking for that friggin'.
What?
I lost those friggin'.
Oh, show prep.
Yeah, I know. the country what? Things you sent me.
Oh. What, you need a link to them?
Well, no, I had them.
Oh.
But I don't know where they went.
Oh.
I was going to see if. Never mind. So, Japan.
Japan.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Japan!
Okay.
It's horrible.
A Japanese hospital opened the country's only anonymous. That's enough, Carly. Do that somewhere else, please.
Can I call you on the phone?
Wow.
Can I call you on the phone and just breathe into the microphone and rumple papers?
Guys, just put your mics on the floor and I'm going to step on them.
Holy shit. Anonymous Dropbox for unwanted infants.
Nice.
Despite government, whatever.
So like a book overdue box at the post office?
Kind of.
Right into a garbage disposal.
Yep. The baby drop-off called Crane's Cradle.
Yeah.
It's opened by the Catholic-run Jaikai Hospital in the southern city of Kumamoto.
Kumamoto. They shouldn't even be allowed to have Catholic churches in there.
Well, as a way to discourage abortions
and the abandonment
of infants.
In that country, they try to say that they're allowed, but, you know, they're probably being, like, restricted.
Mm.
But should be just, like, you know, having other religions.
Oh.
You know, there can't be Buddhists in that country without a full-on, like, you know, war. Anyway.
They'll worship the volcano, right?
They'll worship
like
Godzilla.
That.
Even though there's probably a ton of Buddhists in Japan.
It should be like Booty. It should be like a corpse grinder, not an actual drop-off box.
Imagine that.
Fuck, just all you hear is a baby screaming.
It's got like an industrial fan on the other end.
The furnace. It's like a pulverizer. It's like,
it swords them like boys and girls.
And they make the Mega Max.
Kills all
those.
The girls.
Oh, and I'd love that.
What's the best thing about putting a baby in a blender feet first? The expression on its face.
Wow. I actually never heard that.
What's the only thing better than nailing a dead baby to a tree? Ripping it off.
But you know how we were talking about the Mega Mac a couple weeks ago, like last week?
Yeah.
That's why they're portioned out, because they only get one baby a day, so that's how they get the extra meat for it.
That must be fun to just like put a baby in a chute. Like,
like a laundry chute?
Give me the baby.
Give me the whoosh.
Whoosh. You got to make the whoosh. A whoosh.
That'd be funny if someone just like had the baby in the chute, just like sat on it like a toilet and just shot it out.
Whoosh.
But at one
and
point,
you press a button and like a guillotine comes down and cuts the umbilical cord.
I was just about to say that, but at one point the baby would stop dead center because of the... Because there'd be no left of the umbilical cord.
They cut that, and then it dispenses tissue, so you can wipe up, and then you leave.
It's nasty.
Something like handy naps.
That's nasty.
Nope.
Well, it's either that or, like, you know, put a syringe in their brain and suck their brain out and then have the baby.
Okay.
Partial birth abortion.
So instead of having an abortion, you're going to have a child raised saying, yeah, when you were born, you were thrown down a fucking laundry chute because nobody wanted
you. You're no longer a test tube baby. You're just a laundry chute baby.
That's not going to create serial killers
or
anything.
Well, don't they, like, in Japan or any of those, like, those countries, Japan or China, can't they, don't they have a limit on how many kids you can have?
China does.
They used to.
I think they probably still do.
Actually, I think they kill, like, daughters and shit. They kill girls.
Yeah, they don't want daughters.
They're like, oh, you got a girl? Ew. And they hack its head off.
Oh, girls have cooties.
Wasn't it they can have two children, and after the third, they either have to kill it or...
Girls have Rudies.
Rudies?
What? Why? All right. Hold on a second.
Rotters.
Why do you just substitute the letter R for random consonants in words when you do an Asian imitation?
Because that's
it's
funny.
Only L's and R's and W's.
It sounds like just a German.
That's all of them.
Doing a shitty.
You're just
doing Japanese.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Retro. Ron Rapperies.
All right, now do the Scooby-Doo Kim Jong-il.
I wouldn't know what Kim Jong-il would say.
Raro.
Ref to America.
Something about bombing.
George Rush rocks.
Yeah, something about bombing this country.
Like zoinks. Shaggy would be like the Ayatollah of Iran.
No.
Zoinks.
Zoinks.
Let's get falafel.
Like L'chaim.
I just like making them all Jewish.
Shaggy Jew.
Shaggy Jew.
They look shaggy. I mean, so
Scooby-Doo's voice actor was Jewish.
He was. What? And Casey Kasem was shaggy, and I'm sure he's Jewish.
He probably is.
He has to be, because he's still alive.
Wow, and he's still doing that shitty show.
He looks Jewish.
He also was Cliff Jumper
on Transformers. Wow.
He also was, what was that other cartoon with the exact same character?
Jabberjaw?
Yeah, Jabberjaw, yeah.
Yes. That's it.
He had the fucking the cart or whatever.
It was practically...
I loved that.
It was Shaggy, but like he just talked different.
Yeah, it was practically the same show, just with a car.
Yeah.
That and
they tried to pass it off as... Like, it wasn't even like it was supposed to be Shaggy, or like Shaggy's brother
or anything.
He was
just blonde or something.
It was just...
Jabberjaw was the one with the shark. That's...
Yes. That was
But that was the same.
Oh, what was the buggy? The one with the buggy and the... It looked like Shaggy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like a racing suit.
Yeah, they did a Harvey Birdman ripped that apart once. It was hysterical.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but that's
another, the identity theft. Yeah.
But Jabberjaw is another one of those ripoffs of Scooby-Doo. It's the same crew.
I thought Jabberjaw
but
was with the band. Wasn't the shark in a band or something?
I think they.
Yeah,
had
he was
a band.
The drummer in the band, but it was but it was like a ripoff of.
I don't know.
It was a ripoff of two things. It was a ripoff of Pussy, the Pussycats,
Josie and the Pussycats,
and Scooby-Doo because it was.
They solve mysteries.
They solved mysteries and they played the band.
Yep.
And Josie and the Pussycats, they solved mysteries and played in the band.
Yep.
And Scooby-Doo was, they
solved
mysteries.
So it was like a guy version of Josie and the Pussycats.
Basically.
Try explaining that to an alien.
What do boys like? Sharks.
No, it was just like, you take Scooby-Doo out, you put a shark in there, and it's pretty much the same group. Two girls, two guys.
All right, thanks.
So it's crap. Oh, and it was pretty much the same actors.
Never liked Scooby-Doo.
Like, or,
I always hated it. My sister loved it.
You remember this? You remember Silverhawks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the puppet show?
No.
No, that's Thunderhawks.
Oh, Thunderhawks.
Silverhawks was
bullshit.
Silverhawks was the show that
Speed Buggy. Thank you, Mike.
Speed Buggy. Silverhawks was like
was after after
it was
Thundercats
like a
ended
of Thundercats.
Well, wasn't
well,
was it?
Kinda.
It was
like
same,
along the same lines.
It was
lines.
The same character actors and the same kind of show, but in space.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Like, it was all the same voice actors.
It was
actors.
Lame. There was one dude
that played guitar. Why I don't remember it.
Yeah.
It's like they wanted to do another season of Thundercats, but they ran out of ideas, so they made Silverhawks.
Yeah.
And just repaid the same people. I guess they still had them on contract, so they decided to put them in the show.
They should have just had Chitara dance around naked.
Is this true?
What?
Silver Hulks was a cartoon where you could fall down in space.
yes.
Because there's gravity and air everywhere in space.
Yeah, they get hit or something, they fall, and then they automatically regain their balance and fly back up. They're all like winged, like a robot humanoids or something like that.
It was
like a Love Mike.
Bizarre. Oh, I know.
It's a fucking.
Well, you guys didn't. None of you guys watched Scooby Doo?
Yeah.
You remember,
I watched it, but I never
did,
liked it.
But I never liked it.
You remember the fat gay like genie thick guy?
Yes.
He's like, ow. He was like, apple dapple.
Oh, I remember that.
The thing is, I remember that, but I.
Oh.
I
fuck, if you remembered it, you'd laugh. That was funny.
There's like
though.
Different versions of Scooby Doo.
When
like,
they
there's
ran
like the traditional...
a pup named Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
I know
this
is kind of gay coming from a grown man,
Scrappy.
But it's funny. Uh-huh. I like it. I watch it when it comes on.
Oh, no, like.
No, not Scrappy. Like a pup named Scooby Doo is really fun.
Uh-huh. The original Scooby Doo was pretty good. When they did Scrappy, it was shit. And then, what is it, the celebrity one? Where they had, like, Don Rickles or
Phyllis
Diller.
They would make, like, almost like movies.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Batman.
Those were funny,
Three Stooges.
Batman was.
Those were funny, though.
Or, the Three Stooges. They were long since dead when that happened.
Yeah,
well,
it was really bad. Well, no, I think Moe died, like, 80.
No, because they did those in, like, the 60s and 70s.
No,
they
might have
still
been alive, but they only used the lights and they didn't use the, you know, just like with everybody else. And the only ones they got were,
Well, they were fucking 80, probably, when it aired.
They were, but the thing is, with the Three Stooges, they were still doing state shows with that same gimmick, the same thing, hitting each other with pies, smacking each other in the head with hammers till they died.
They had Don
That's
Knotts.
Why they died.
The only
one of the special
Don
guests.
The only voices I know actually did their characters was Don Knotts.
Scooby!
Zoink Scooby!
Or like or Batman and Burt Ward. What is his name?
Like, give me your one bullet, man. Shoot this ghost in the face.
I used to be able to do Shaggy.
Like, yeah, the only people like, I don't
bad.
Remember anyone, maybe Don Rickles. Like,
yeah, he was on it.
Yeah, that was.
But like Batman and Robin, they were the same voice actors who did the characters. And but I don't think anybody else. I think everybody else was just like the Harlem Globetrotters, stereotypical black characters.
No, they were all really them.
With basketballs.
They wouldn't do it otherwise. They would
they can get the likeness. It's just they don't have to worry about having the
Harlem Globetrotters are going to help solve them.
They can't copyright who you are and then not use your voice.
I never understood that.
Unless it's really bad, like South Park.
I never understood where they throw in the Harlem Globetrotters into any stupid show like
Scooby-Doo and Genie Pooh.
Yeah, that's the character.
That's what it was called.
No.
Horrible. Yeah.
The Fat Gay Genie thing? That's his
Genie
name?
Pooh.
Yeah. And now they have What's New Scooby-Doo.
That's right. What's New Scooby-Doo.
Which is god awful.
Just stop Scooby-Doo. How about that?
Yeah. How about
Scooby-Doo.
Enough Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo and for the love of God, stop making Scooby-Doos.
Scooby-Doo's got the rabies. Put him to sleep.
Yes.
Yabba-Doo was the white redneck Scooby-Doo.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I remember that. Oh, my God.
They had all his cousins, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And he was, like, real goofy. He would always fall down and
Dopey
shit.
Dopey-Doo and stuff like that. All these stupid
characters.
Oh, my God. Characters.
Thank you so much for reminding me. I love that. That was so funny.
Didn't he have, like, a hat? Like
yes,
a crumber
like
hat
a,
or
like
something?
A, like a red hat that was, like, over his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, and he talked, like, goofy, like the gorse. Yeah. Like that. He was like, and he'd go to, like, high five and he'd, like, miss or something.
Yeah, it was fucking so...
I think I can't stand any like when they do them nowadays when they bring them back.
Yeah,
like the cartoon movies that they do, the strict cartoon movies for Scooby Doo. Some of them are okay, but most of them are just shit. It's like a reason to put it on Cartoon Network.
Whoever said let's make a Flintstones movie?
What, the live action ones?
Well, I mean, it was an excuse to get like what's his name,
John Goodman to don the suit and just be who he was born to play.
So there was exactly.
They couldn't have Jackie Gleason because he was dead.
Exactly.
So Beyond the next
Rick,
best thing.
Yeah, Rick Moranis as Barney. Nice. Rosie O'Donnell, lover or hater.
Yeah,
she was perfect for that.
Uh-huh.
Did you see
who did? I think it was like a no one doing Wilma.
Yeah,
I
can't remember.
No, the chick from Austin Powers, the Russian.
She did
Wilma in like the second one.
Really?
The second one.
Well, the second one was just awful.
Stephen Baldwin was fucking Barney.
But he played the voice very well. That's the only thing. He didn't look anything like the character. He just did the voice well.
Yeah. He only looked a little like him, though.
Fucking Mike. The retarded dude that couldn't get a teat. He was raised on whiskey.
Yes, that one.
The hick dude or whatever.
He had like
four cousins or something like that just popped up variously in those cartoons. Out of nowhere, you're just like, okay, you're just introducing us. And then Scrappy Doo was his nephew.
I hated,
Scrappy. Who the fuck?
What was his little gimmick? What did he say?
Put up your dukes.
No.
Take all yours. He always used to fight with everybody.
Yeah. Like a da-da-da.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's
what
like
Puppy Power.
Fucking Carlos Mencia popping out of a box.
Puppy Power.
Yeah, Lola, Puppy Power.
We should
have called her Scrappy Doo.
Wait, so Carlos Mencia stole that bit from a cartoon character? Da-da-da-da.
What didn't he steal?
Da-da-da.
Yeah,
he sucks.
Fucking, I hate him. I don't even get
he just sucks shit.
So he stole that from Scrappy Doo. That's
probably
pretty fucking
when
sad.
When did Scrappy Doo come out?
That was like the last 80s season.
See, I remember. It might even been mid-80s. I remember going to a bowling alley with with my family when I was like maybe 5 or 6 years old. And these two girls would be in the nursery because they had nurseries and bowling alleys when we were little kids.
You could go and drink and bowl and then drive home.
Basically, yeah. And I always remember these two girls yelling that
Scrappy
constantly.
What's Scrappy Dabby Doo?
That's what
puppy
you
power.
Scrappy Dabby Doo. Yeah.
Hopefully they're dead.
Also, maybe it was something different than Puppy Power.
No, Puppy that Power was him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he would yell Scrappy Dabby Doo, and that was the toucher.
Ooh.
Thanks. And then there was the movies, the Scooby-Doo movies.
That's not.
Where Scrappy Doo was actually the villain.
Oh, and the second movie wasn't? Or the
no,
first
it was the
movie?
First one. Yeah. Where Rowan Atkinson was like the creepy guy.
He was the weird owner of the place.
Yeah.
When is he not the creepy guy?
Oh, the
Rowan
Bean
Atkinson
stuff.
Is so fucking funny.
Have you ever
that
seen
is him? Mr. Bean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bean stuff, he's never creepy. He's
that was what
oddball.
We used to call Jay.
Yeah.
Mr. Bean.
That's true.
Mike, actually, not Webmaster, my other friend Mike.
Yes.
Called him Mr. Bean for whatever reason.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean was
former
awesome.
Cast member
what was
Jay,
that,
I might add.
Oh, that Jay.
Jason, honorary Jason.
Oh, yeah, I guess he does look like
what him. Was that movie where he played the narcoleptic?
Oh, God.
It was like a Mad Mad World ripoff.
No.
Oh, was that Rat Race?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad.
It was all right.
It was great.
Wasn't good either.
Well, he'd always... It was funny with his bits because he'd just be running and all of a sudden just... Pass out in the middle of somewhere, like in the middle of the street, like nearly get killed.
Yeah.
It was Mr. Bean. That Mr. Bean shit was great. They're supposed to be coming out with a movie this year, I think.
Really? Mr. Bean movie?
Yeah.
Again?
A new
Again?
One, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you revive the character. You fucking make money on it.
Mr.
At least,
Beans?
Yeah.
Didn't they have a cartoon, too?
Something yeah, but like that wasn't that good.
In BBC or whatever.
It wasn't that good, though.
The fucking... wow.
The fuck, man? All right. A fucking this, frog just came
I
in.
Used to. I remember watching Mr. Bean on HBO.
Yeah.
So fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
he didn't talk,
God.
Right? I never saw it.
Or if
eventually
he
would just go, or whatever. He would have this little weird
if
voice.
If he walked in and met somebody, he'd say hello, and that was about it.
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
It's fucking hysterical.
Oh, see?
See?
Yeah, that soda's going off the edge.
It's empty anyway. I was more afraid of the...
So fucking throw it out.
It sound-
or, gonna, I don't think fake radio, right?
Talk about Rowan Atkinson. You ever see the Blackadder stuff that he did?
No, I never really watched that.
No?
No.
But you ever see? You never seen it, though?
I used to be on Channel 13 here.
That's funny. That's some funny stuff.
Yeah.
But there's so many, it's just the same characters in different time periods.
Yeah.
But it's really funny.
Me and Carly were watching Fawlty Towers a while ago. Love Fawlty Towers.
The Twin Towers?
I don't think she was that into it, but I like them.
I have no idea.
It was just all right for you, dog?
Nobody got that.
Oh, really?
The young way, yeah.
Young
she
ones
likes,
are
she
right.
The young ones.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, the chat is resetting itself again.
Hi. What's up, chat?
It's clearing out all the bullshit we just said.
Basically.
Yeah.
Fucking versus.
I can't take the
what
Star
do we got?
Trek
well, what do we
bullshit.
Got going on in the chat there?
They were talking about the Scooby-Doo movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mike says Fawlty Towers was very entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Fawlty Towers. I love... Ooh.
You love all going through puberty.
You like puberty, yeah. Too?
Getting a little verklempt there, huh?
Anything with... like, and the Python guys, and it was pretty much, pretty much gold, almost.
It was silver.
What wasn't? No, come on. Seriously.
I'm trying to think of something that was. I'm sure there was something I didn't like.
It was Doubloon.
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
I just got his newest movie, Tideland. Did you see that?
What, Terry Gilliam? No, yeah. I haven't.
I have it.
Yeah. I heard it's fucked up.
Yeah. And like a little girl getting heroin for her father, and they watch him shoot up and shit.
There's the whole one half of the movie. Her father like dies, and she has to, and she plays like with the body and stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool! I can't wait to
but,
see it.
But the thing is, you bought the American one.
Yeah, whatever they had.
You didn't hear about the thing that he was bitching about.
Oh, what they have like a European version?
Well, the American, it's in the wrong aspect ratio, so he like flips shit. And now he doesn't want anybody buying the one in America actually go out and port the European version.
Yeah, because
it's in the
we
right.
We can play that on our DVD players.
Yeah, if you have the right DVD player, I have.
Yeah, it's
one,
a different region code. We can't.
Yeah. Well, that's what he wants you to do because he wants because that's
yeah.
The
well,
right.
He can fucking eat it. He's lucky I fucking bought it.
I don't give a shit.
I can play it online.
Where did you find it? I've been looking for it.
It's this really underground place called Barnes & Noble.
Oh, yeah. Barnes & Noble. Ah, fucking
which means I paid like $27 for it.
Yeah, I'll go online. I'll
fucking so fucking overpriced. Barnes & Noble.
A little known bookstore.
I'll go online to find it for cheaper, probably.
Probably. I could have went somewhere else and got it, but I saw it there and I just bought it.
It's everywhere else. I was in a Circuit City, which I like to call the bootleg Best Buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
place sucks.
I was in there today, and the only thing I liked about it, I haven't been in that place since I bought my iPod like 3 years ago, is that they have a lot of cheap DVDs. Like
it's like the Walmart of Best Buy.
$7 and $9 DVDs, yeah. Where I'm just like, ooh, okay. You go into Best Buy, everything's over $20. You cannot find anything.
No, when stuff first comes out, they cut the price almost in half.
Well, yeah. That's about
like
it.
Like the first day, if a movie's released, they'll sell it for $10.
But you can't go into action or unless it's like martial arts, you can't go into action and find budget titles for $7-$8. It's always
but they're always crappy movies.
Yeah.
Do you ever go into Pathmark one?
They have a lot of fucking movies.
It
is very cheap.
I know, but I haven't been
able... Where do they get those? Are those black market shit?
I don't know.
No.
Wegmans?
$7.99, average price is $7.99.
It's like an overstock thing or something.
Yeah.
And they get
CDs
tons
too.
Of copies. Remember I told you about the Garbage Pail Kids DVD?
Tons of it.
And I found one of them. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I had to put it aside. Next day I came in.
50.
There was this whole sleeve of a dozen.
They fell off a truck.
The thing is, the only reason I'd buy them from Pathmark is because they have all these weird the martial arts films.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the Wu-Tang Clan ones.
Yeah, but the thing is I've never really sat there and been shopping for food and been going let me make a stop at the budget DVD section here.
Anytime I've stopped at the budget DVD section, I've been pleasantly surprised at what they had.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I found some good stuff in there every once in a while.
Even the CDs. They would have nothing.
Where's
brand
this?
New. Pathmark.
Oh, Pathmark, yeah.
I got all my, what the fuck's it called?
If you want to replace some old CDs that you might have, you'll find it for $3.99.
The Doors or something.
Yeah,
A little Sinatra.
I got a bunch of Leon Redbone there. They had tons of Leon Redbone. They had three CDs.
It is unbelievable. And you'll find random,
Wow, it sounds did a tire just blow up?
It sounded like you opened an old cellar door.
That was
the last time I actually
bought
movies from Pathmark. I bought a couple of them, and then the next day they got released new versions.
Yeah.
But, whole new, it's just the they're just about to change the version anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Update it, new commentaries, all that shit.
Yeah.
And I was all right.
We get those in
this.
There too, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see.
You get the big ones with the display.
Yeah. We get,
movies,
older movies, you'll see something from the mid 90s, and you'll
you had a bunch of Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was
and you'll get the widescreen too. They'll have those.
I used to hate widescreen.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
But now I can't watch anything but widescreen. Mm-hmm. I can't stand full screen. I feel I'm being cheated.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who are they have to have the full screen, and I'm
Carly.
Yeah.
She needs full screen.
My father's one of those guys. I'm really? He's I'm getting cheated on the TV. I'm no, you're not. That's how it's supposed to be seen.
There was a guy online. We could probably find it if I care to.
Yeah.
It was a petition to send to the movie industry to stop widescreen because we're being cheated out of parts of the film.
The full film.
Yeah, because we're losing the top and bottom of the film.
What?
Retarded.
They used to do that with older movies.
Yeah.
But it's common practice.
Yeah, it's shot in widescreen.
Yeah.
Now
you're not missing anything. In fact, you're getting more.
Yeah. You're getting
widescreen.
Everything.
Yeah.
Every little bit that you don't get.
Yeah, it was a petition called Stop Letterboxing.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop Living. How about that?
Yeah, we should send him a petition. Just stop breathing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Stop caring about shit that's not worth caring about.
Yep. All this stuff I have is either, if it's not widescreen, it's one of those flip disc screens. Remember that when they were releasing it on both sides?
I like those, yeah.
Where you actually can get your choice.
First one I got was Austin Powers. The original Austin Powers came like that. It was the flip. Widescreen and full screen.
Yeah, you could. You know what? And you could probably just deal with it and just zoom in.
Yeah.
But I mean, you won't get all the perfect framing, but
any DVD you get now, any DVD player you get now, they have the zoom feature,
pan scan and everything.
Yeah, pan scan. That's
but the thing is, talking about Circuit City, like it was before, the only reason besides Best Buy actually liking because they actually have a decent amount is that the people actually kind of give a fuck about when you're in the store.
Yeah.
They actually come and ask if you need any help, and they actually kind of bug you, which is annoying. But in this place, I see freaking people working and they're just sitting on shit.
Wait, where's
this? Hanging out Circuit City in Eatontown. And they're just sitting around. Like, I saw one kid playing the fucking Xbox 360. He's sitting there working.
Yeah.
There's a woman walking back and forth, looking at shit, and she doesn't know what the fuck she's looking for. She's got all these video games. She's She finally goes up to him, and he's like, and it took him a minute. It takes him a minute to react to it. It's like,
Didn't Mike used to do that at Sears?
No, actually, we would come Mike in. Worked with people who did that at
Sears.
Okay,
all right.
Mike would be working, constantly running into the back room, doing stuff, helping asshole customers, and because I knew who they were, because I work
it's a small world
in downtown from him, and I see these same assholes
downtown.
At my job. This
Aww.
Is going back almost 10 years ago.
Aww.
But he worked. He worked with people
Michael get that.
Who hung out with us while he was working
yes.
that we barely knew, or people who sat around and did nothing all day and lied to customers, particularly my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
She worked, that's right. And that fat black slob.
Mike said, no, Steve, stop right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Please.
The things me and Steve used to say. About her being naked and jello and stuff.
Oh, come on!
Hey, who being naked?
This fat black woman.
This fat black woman that
Please
worked with
go
him.
On, you say? I will.
No!
I'll never listen to this show again.
We woke him up. He was able to pass out.
Yeah, he was supposed to go to bed.
He wrote the whole Versus thing. He was awake.
Yeah, the whole sci-fi Versus thing really got him. So.
Yeah, it must have got his adrenaline going.
We'll have to take a vote on people that are in the chat room, see what they think is interesting.
Oh, no.
Well, between Dreamer NJ and the Toucher?
No, I mean, like, when there's, like, actually more than, like, three people in it.
That'll never
like
happen.
Like, earlier?
That was, like, six.
Oh, like, the chat room selects the topics?
Yeah.
We'll come up with three topics. We'll talk about, we'll say what they are. We'll wait 40 seconds, and I'm like, okay.
Spin the wheel, make a deal.
Oh, you know why?
You should just start going on the Dark Templars. chat room.
I know. It probably is. You should check it out
There's
right
probably
now.
Probably like 18 people in there.
Arguing about MK.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who would take on who?
They're probably talking about the same exact thing.
Probably.
Just
the Dark Templar
things.
UltimateMK.com/chat.
Oh, why do I always do that?
I don't. What did you do?
I was doing Dark Templars.
Oh, well, that was our old site.
Hey, Vaughn, yeah.
Actually, our sites are both ranked fours on Google's importancy level.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Steve, what you're saying?
We're going to go late, I guess. Are you going to be all right with that?
Yeah, we're a little bit.
Fantastic.
Whatever.
Okay.
Do I actually need to sign up for this?
well, we can just log in as me.
Nope.
And we should do the
password. My username password is...
So Steve... I don't think you can get that out.
Hang on a second.
Or I could do that. You just went blank? Oh. What the fuck is that?
Well, I was going to have him tell me it over the air. And I just
Why don't you just
have him
type it in? Steve.
He's typing
How are you, Steve? You ready for this? This overnight shit?
Let's see. We got two.
We're hitting past the 12. Can you deal with it?
With Web Monster Mike's little munchy skeleton face for his icon.
Awesome.
Munchy cheese skeletons?
Shit, did you burp? yeah.
Stop.
Oh, it stinks worse than my farts. Not really.
Not really.
It's not plausible.
Not going to happen.
Not on this fucking earth.
Anyway.
Yeah, he probably started the same fight in there. Who would win?
No, actually, I went into our chat yesterday, and there was like eight people in it. I was shocked.
It's like, who would win? Captain Kirk or Gotenks?
They were shocked.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. I was shocked. And
they were shocked.
And then I logged out.
All right, what do we want to do here? We'll do one more story. Blair stepping down. Boring.
Not interesting.
OxyContin maker accepts plead guilty.
Maybe.
They're paying like a shitload of money, aren't they? The deal?
Dearborn lets cop out with a drug charge and marijuana brownie case. Oral sex causes throat
cancer. Boom! We have a winner.
Or executed man gets last meal wish after he dies.
I know what that one's about.
What was his last meal?
Of course you do.
His evacuated bowels.
Would you just have like odd news sent to your phone?
I heard about this. We can talk about that one real quick.
All I want to know is what the fuck he ate his last meal.
He wanted a vegetarian pizza sent to a homeless guy, and they wouldn't allow it.
Yeah. Really? Why not?
Because
they're douches.
Because first off,
as Vaughn would say, they're fucking douchebags.
They're douchebags. First thing is that they can't do all these crazy things. Like they can do certain things, but not everything. And plus, we pay for that. You know, like whatever state it is pays for it, and they only get a $20 allowance for it. You believe that
for last
meal?
$20?
Yeah, $20.
I thought they would give you whatever you wanted.
It's got to be like, an allotment of $20.
That's what I thought.
Well, I'd imagine it's pretty easy to get like an $18 steak.
Well, that's
true. Probably what everybody asks for.
Oh, yeah.
There's no middleman involved jacking up the price.
Because the state people, the people
20
of the
state. 20 junior bacon cheeseburgers. Yeah. Nice.
And then just shit that out as soon as you get shocked.
You get to eat one and out.
Yep. So they fill them up with food so that when they kill them, they shit all over them.
And yeah, he could, and it couldn't.
They love that splattery goodness.
God. You just need to stop. is what you need to do.
They probably had...
What were we talking about?
Well, basically, the news got out that he wanted to do this, so now, like, pizza places around are sending pizzas...
Oh, come on.
...to, like, shelters and stuff.
Oh, come on. It just dawned on them, finally. All the shit we threw out at the end of the night, other people could actually eat
Seriously,
it.
Seriously, all
the
shit
amount
that
of
our...
shit we threw out at Pizza Hut was ridiculous.
It was on fire. It was getting thrown at
the amount of shit we
TV.
Stole.
Yeah.
At
all
Pizza
the shit
Hut.
The employees are stealing, give it to people.
Yeah,
fucking fuck that. No one stole the salad.
I'm going to pull a number out of my ass and say we're in tens of thousands of dollars worth of food was stolen or like given out for free.
I myself received probably close to.
Several hundred dollars worth of food, probably.
Dough balls were thrown.
I would
people.
Say close to 100, probably slices of stuffed crust pizza.
A dozen
so.
In a week,
in a day,
yeah,
in an hour.
It's there was a lot of stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah, there was because, I mean, but that's okay. We're not really stealing because we're going to throw that.
Yeah,
shit.
Anybody, it's leftover regardless. But yeah.
Seriously, have any of you guys been back to that place since?
I've gone there a few times.
Steve and I have gone there a couple times.
Is it like a ghost? Is it like a ghost town still?
That sounded gay. Not on a date.
The toucher said, $20 worth of X-Lax.
Oh,
go out
God.
Making a fucking mess.
One cheeseburger and $18
Do they,
worth
do they have the death penalty in Australia?
I don't know. Do they?
Dingoes.
They should.
We'll talk to you in 40 seconds.
Dingoes eat them alive.
Yeah, they should just feed them packs of dingoes.
Fucking wallabies nice. Kill you.
Probably.
Wallabies.
Then shove your body parts in their pouches.
Oh, no. All right, so is this still funny?
No, well,
it's
not just, really.
It's kind of gay that, right, like...
what's our last story here?
It's kind of gay that everybody found out, like, these people found out about it through a news story, and they're like, oh, we might as well do this shit.
Toucher says no, they don't have it.
Damn.
Nobody has it anymore.
No, they just die yeah. by, like, getting killed by the wildlife.
Is everybody
the
a
aboriginals.
Fucking liberal?
Yeah, basically.
That's Africa, dude, not Australia.
No.
There's aboriginals in Australia?
I know, yeah. I'm just saying. Africa's fucking pitfall, remember?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Australia's probably pitfall, too. A lot of that, a lot of Australia is, like, uncharted land.
A lot of weird UFO stories in Australia, on a side note.
If the toucher can actually agree with me on this, a lot of area in Australia has not been, like, even, like, noticed by a normal
inhabited.
Human being. Inhabited by a normal human being.
You know, a lot of the world hasn't been inhabited.
Yeah.
If you think
like
about it.
Like, 90% of it.
Like, there's parts of Wyoming, and that's the second time I brought up Wyoming, and I don't know why.
That haven't been inhabited?
Yeah.
Yes, that people have never seen.
Parts of Jersey. Oh, never mind. There's not parts of Jersey.
We were just looking at a really cool picture of Death Valley.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And that's probably
park
a lot of parts of that.
Park a car in there.
Yeah. I've always been intrigued by the desert.
Really?
I don't know why. Like, I want to go to one, just, like, hang out in one. I drove through. When I went to Arizona, we drove through a desert. I just thought it was the coolest thing. But we
stop.
Didn't get out. No, we just drove. We went to fucking...
How fast can you drive on there?
Dude, the speed limit is 85.
Right.
The time you
That's
had...
That's Matt's perpetual
and you're
speed
going,
everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
It
especially
really
when he's going to Sewell.
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 You're going down, and there's just, like, crosses on the side of the road for all the people that died.
Yep.
But
and it's just... You just, like... It's. I would imagine it's like going to Vegas because it's just one big dirt road and you just see casinos.
Straight for miles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like things are just slowly inching towards you like in an old-ass racing game for Nintendo.
That whole idea that you're driving to Nevada, you're driving to Vegas, and it's just casinos. Yeah, you can see that, but it's also like, you know, hardcore, all around, it's just, you know, 15 car intersections and stuff like that. Just it's a huge set of roads just in that whole area.
Isn't there
a
game where you have to God, what is it? There's some game where you have to drive through the desert and it literally takes you 6 hours of gameplay time.
It's a Penn & Teller game that was
That's
never
Penn
released.
& Teller, yeah.
Wow, and Mike just brought it up.
Nice.
Yeah, I forget
he said
what
it's like the bus driver level.
That's
Penn & Teller Sega CD game.
That's it.
It was released.
Yes!
It was released as was it released at, what the hell?
Sega CD.
Well, no, it wasn't released in Sega. I don't think it was released in Sega CD, but it was released last year. Like, you can download it
you
to
can
as
download
a ROM.
It. That's right.
And
Mike,
I heard it was
Mike
the,
showed it to me.
And it was the worst thing you could play. Cause
yeah, because you can't just leave the gas pedal on. You have to nudge the steering wheel or the steering, like,
well,
mechanism
the steering wheel
in the game.
Will nudge you, and it would veer you into the other lane.
Off the side of
You'd
the road.
You'd actually have to pay attention.
Yeah.
And
so you can't just leave it
They're
there.
They're such assholes.
I know.
And the
it's
thing
awesome.
Is, like, I heard if you actually beat the level, you get 1 point.
1 point.
One point.
Mm-hmm.
For the level.
Yep. Mike just said that 6 straight hours and you got 1 point.
Yeah.
It's like he is on the show.
Yeah.
Practically. I remember reading about that. And I was like,
he said it was never released.
Yeah. It was put as out as it was, a ROM
you could,
last
you
year.
You could download it, yeah, as of last year.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I thought of that.
What was the story we were going to talk about?
Oh,
cancer. Just tangents off tangents.
Throat cancer, oral sex.
People, yes.
What?
People who have more than 5 oral sex partners in their lifetime, Vaughn, are 250% more likely to have throat cancer than those who do not have oral sex, a new study suggests.
So,
curious.
How is that possible?
wait, are
you like going down on a girl while she's shotgunning a cigarette in her pussy?
I guess.
Like, is that
shotgunning a fucking cigar? What are you talking about?
A pipe. You know, when I read this, I didn't even think about a guy going down on a girl. I immediately
thought it was
just
a cocksucker.
Yeah, blowjobs.
Yep,
eating penises. Oh.
So if you went down on 6 women, over 5 women, you are considered a throat cancer aficionado and
throat cancer specialist.
I want to suck that penis.
Wow.
The researchers believe this is because oral sex may transmit human. Oh God, a lot of these big words today. Papillom.
Oh, the HPV. Human papillomavirus.
Yes. Papillomavirus. The virus implicated in the majority of cervical cancers. Yeah, it's only women can get HPV.
So wait, they're thinking that if that happens and the woman you're with has HPV, mm-hmm. it can mutate in your throat
and cause cancer. What? So they are talking about guys going down on girls.
Is that what they're trying to say? Is that the HPV will mutate in your throat and will just hang out there and kill you?
I guess so.
What?
You know what? Everything kills you when you think about it.
Everything dies.
That beautiful.
There's always a new study. I just heard a commercial. A dentist like, well, you know, hey. Drinking orange juice or eating oranges erodes your teeth. Like, oh, so mm-hmm. you're supposed to eat healthy food, but it's bad for your teeth.
So
like,
does your saliva.
I know. Like, it's fucking stupid.
Go fuck yourself.
Everybody's obsessed with being safe and comfortable and not suffering. It's just gay.
Oh, I know.
There's not enough suffering in the world.
New like enhancement stuff or like.
Are you awake or sleeping? You look like you're.
Wait, Carly just woke up. Carly, shut up. Shut up. Heard stuff about oral sex and then said something about enhancement.
I didn't get the part about
giant penises yet.
I know. That's what I'm getting to.
I thought we were talking about drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, that too.
And giant
some
penises.
Kind of enhancement.
Drug that they're or enhancement stuff that they're selling, and you can like buy it off eBay.
Yeah.
Ooh. What
and,
is it?
Salvia.
Give you throat cancer.
It's supposed.
Oh,
to...
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I know people that have done it. Some
really?
Weird fucking.
What does it do?
Like trippy hallucinogen kind of thing.
But it doesn't last long or something. Like it only lasts for a little bit, and it
Wait.
Doesn't have any like you know. It's supposed to be kind of like.
It's
hot.
Supposed to be
really
it's
hardcore.
Legal.
Yeah.
It's legal, but like you're supposed to smoke it, and it's supposed to give you like. Almost put you in like in a transcendental state. Is that what I?
What?
Yeah, like they told me they had this really like strange, trippy, like dreamlike
oh, okay. I know
state.
What, I know what this is about because what is it? You know, you guys know who Andrew WK is, right? Andrew WK.
Mm-hmm. Fucking weirdo.
Yes.
Well, he did an interview about 2 months ago, and he talked about him trying it for the first time, and that it completely changed his whole. Like, his whole way of thinking and everything like that.
Is that when he decided that breaking his nose on stage would be fun?
Well, actually, no. This is... He thought... Like, the whole thing is that, he, like instead of really worrying about the big things, he's worried more about day-to-day life. Like, how he used to... Like, he used to be, like, a psychopath. Now, if you... In his interview, you... Like, he used to be, like... You ever hear him in interviews? He's kind of... He's kind of very tense and very, like, hyper, but he's kind of very mannered for a person who's, like, about 2 inches from crazy.
Yeah.
And this one, he just sounds completely laid back, like completely 180.
Weird.
It does that to some people.
And the only sad part is that he put out a record like 5 months ago, and it still hasn't been released in America.
Wait,
that's never good.
It only got released in Japan so far.
Oh God, they'll buy anything.
They're slowly going to put a shit out to America. They don't.
Ranru Ruru Ray.
It's like. Oh. It's like, is it that? I've heard tracks of it, and it sounds okay.
Why does it bother you? It's funny.
I don't know. I don't find it funny.
It sounds like Andrew WK.
Well, Dr. Teagarden is funny, but...
It is funny.
Randall Rubber
that's
Ray
clever.
Isn't funny.
You're just throwing the letter R
Dr.
randomly
Dr.
Teagarden
is not
words.
Clever.
Yes, it is.
There's nothing clever about it.
Okay.
Why don't we call him Dr. Gook?
Yeah. Okay, so throat cancer.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's I think bullshit. It's a load of horse.
I know really? Things mutate, but... There's no way in hell you swallowing cum from a woman's vag.
You need to stop.
Yeah, I really don't.
Turtles mutate.
And it said, what, 250%?
We're not turtles.
Is that what it said, 250% or times? 250%. That's not a real number.
No.
100% to me is the highest number you can go for percent.
Seriously. I mean, like, I know...
Mike's going to have a field day with that one, I'm sure.
I know.
Idiot.
I know the idea of a woman's vag is constantly pumping out shit, no matter what time you're touching
a
it.
A cancer cannon.
you know, it's kind of, it's like, it's not like a penis where it's like everything's kind of condensed in that nice, lovely package that you have there in your pants.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like an open hole. It's like, you know, the
thank really? You for clarifying
it's
that,
like the
Vaughn.
It's
Dr.
Like the
Vaughn.
It's like the Holland Tunnel, but nothing's coming. Everything's coming out of it.
With big you lips know? Greeting
it
you.
It was like Holland. It was like fucking Holland.
So
it's worse than fucking.
So they're just
Holland.
Saying that you just stay. Even if you should say like, even if you're near that area, it'll give you throat cancer, or you have to ingest the stuff.
Come on now.
I would imagine you have to like it has to go in your mouth.
It's smeared on your nose. You're
yes.
getting
no,
nose
your
cancer.
Beard.
Your flavor saver.
You, right. I mean, you really got to be getting in there.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way to do it. Uh-huh. You know.
Like a like a fucking dentist.
Wow.
Fucking. Yeah,
just chin fucker.
Just put her up on some stirrups.
Yeah,
nice.
Toucher nice. Says he needs a diagram. Can you do that, Vaughn?
He needs a diaphragm.
He needs a diaphragm. What?
A dental dam.
Needs.
Oh, this is something I've been meaning to talk about for a while. Completely off subject.
Uh-oh.
Whatever. We're
Star Wars.
All right. You know that my stomach is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the other day I took 8 shits, 5
yeah.
of which were at work.
Oh.
Wow. You're jumping.
And I used
you.
The same bathroom. It's all the way in the back. It's semi-private.
That's why you're not getting all those things done.
Yeah.
Derek, can we see you in the office, please? We're supposed to be doing this. What did you do yesterday?
I shat
5 times.
We're gonna start charge you for plumbing.
The shits are very quick. They're like a matter of minutes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you actually did one shit, if yeah. you just got in there the first time and just let it all out, you wouldn't.
If I'm in there for 5 minutes, it's a long time.
The guys are gonna think you have like a masturbating problem.
Yeah, so I know. It's because
I would rather
walk,
that.
I gotta walk through the same department and see the same guys, and I have to say like I got a shitting problem.
So wait, wait, hold on.
No, wait, hold on. I'm telling a story here.
And
you
don't jump in.
You don't know the end of it, so this is
going to be great. No, I was going to ask you, is that the area that you go take a shit, you take in the far end bathroom,
yeah.
there are still guys that have to use that bathroom that work in that area.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you're still torturing
Fuck
somebody
them. I
in
don't
that
care.
Place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who I'm torturing. The guy from upstairs who wears a suit, who
oh.
decides to come downstairs to use that bathroom for whatever ungodly
oh,
reason
God.
All right. to brush his teeth. While
okay.
I'm shitting.
All right, continue.
In the nastiest bathroom in the place.
All right.
There are bathrooms upstairs that are immaculate because we can't get to them because we're dirty blue-collar workers. The people upstairs in suits have nice bathrooms. But this guy insists every day right after lunch to come in there and brush his teeth while I'm shitting.
Okay, I understand now.
I'm thinking the same thing about
I
you,
wanted
probably.
I wanted to clarify that you're actually ruining someone else's day by shitting in there. But
well, you ruined my day by coming in there.
But if it's someone who's upstairs and they're, you know, one of those dingleberry douchebags, I can understand that then.
Why does he have to brush his teeth?
He's an asshole. Who knows?
Anyway,
shouldn't be allowed
with,
to do
go
that.
On
that's
what
it.
Got to say. Just go on.
All right.
That's,
now,
I mean, there's immaculate bathrooms throughout the building.
Okay, so you're 5 shits.
Yeah. And he has to go in there. That's basically the shit bathroom. When you got a shit bag, you go there because it's out of the way and not a lot of people use it.
Oh, okay.
And he goes in there. The sink's disgusting. It's like all like from people's hands and chemicals and shit.
Maybe he's got
it's
missing
like turning
brushing
brown.
His teeth. Maybe his teeth are fucking
like
nasty. He doesn't want to show anybody.
I don't know.
Nah, he shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No, he shouldn't.
Maybe he's got some weird phobia where he doesn't like brushing his teeth near anybody. He doesn't think anybody's in there, but he knows.
Oh, but it's okay if someone's taking a shit.
Well, maybe he doesn't know you're
maybe
there.
Maybe he likes it.
Oh, he knows. It's a small bathroom.
And you're just stinking the shit
whole,
out of it.
The whole thing is like the size of my bathroom.
One toilet. That's
There's
it.
One toilet, one urinal, one sink.
Yep. Maybe he's
like,
into that. Maybe
right
he likes the odor. I don't know.
Maybe he likes you.
Maybe he likes that sound. Maybe he's wondering if you're throwing fucking quarters into oatmeal.
Maybe he wants to get rectal
cancer. That
kid
pissed off because he props the door open, too. So like,
he keeps it.
And sometimes he keeps it open.
Oh, he keeps
asshole.
Yeah.
Keeps
while
so
I'm shitting.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, like oh, it smells. I'm gonna like, prop the door open and leave. And leave.
Oh.
How did you confront him?
Whoa,
dude!
So I have to get up with my shitty ass and like walk to the
get
door.
A fucking attorney, dude. This
Seriously.
Is fucked up.
Yeah,
he's just doing.
And there are people working literally sometimes right outside
yeah.
the door. There's a because there's a whole pumping station. Like you walk out of the bathroom door,
pumping.
You're in someone's area.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and if God, he's, what if is he's that? Working there and the door's open and I'm shitting, he's 10 feet away from me
he
while I'm
it.
Shitting.
So you're pumping in the pumping station.
Yeah, basically.
Yep. He's dumping in the pumping station.
So what were you saying before I interrupted? You were going to
no,
go.
Was
he's done. He
oh,
wanted
was,
to complain about this
explain.
Guy brushing his teeth
oh.
while Derek
See,
is brushing the bowl.
Disgusting.
See, it's good I brought that up then, huh?
I guess
so. Fantastic. We Move the story along faster.
I remember, you remember the where Superfood Town is now, Port Monmouth used to be A&P?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was absolutely the biggest shithole ghetto store you'll ever be in your life.
And we shopped there.
I went there all the time with my mother. Yep. And I used to, like, if I had to go, you know, take a piss, use the back room.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Terrified. Because, like, you go in the back room, and then you go up these stairs, and it's just, like, this long hallway of, like, rooms. And it's, like, the bathroom was, like, this dungeon. Mm-hmm. The entire thing was the filthiest thing you could imagine. It looked like a gulag. Yeah. And I was terrified because there's all these doorways. And I'm a little kid with an overactive imagination. I'm like, some fucking psychotic Mike Sharp bum's going to grab me and
maybe
do God Zeke. Knows what in the toilet.
I thought you were going to say Maya Angelou.
What?
She's going to read me some of her horrible poetry.
She's going to start like beating you with Fiona Apple.
With her.
Well, she's probably good. But it was like, I'm like, do they have a night crew come in at night and make the place dirtier? Like, yeah, you know, we're starting to get clean up here.
You know what? I've been in that bathroom.
It smelled worse than you could ever
imagine. That's the bathroom I shit in at work.
It smelled like a septic tank, which is open, like you're walking through a septic tank. That's what it smelled like.
There's no air in there. Like, there's no, like, ventilation.
Nothing.
So if someone shits, like, it's there for hours.
In my place, there's only one bathroom.
That's disgusting.
That's terrible. Like, how many people
work
in your office?
Mailmen are just horrible people.
There's two urinals, like, five toilets. And
well, that's not bad. At least there's
it's not like a teeny.
There's
it's like, you know, our locker room, too. Our locker room's right there, so.
Oh, what the fuck are you complaining about?
No, but the worst thing is when you're in the morning and everybody's, you know, there's guys sitting in there and they talk to each other.
While they're shitting?
That's a rule you don't break.
They walk in bullshitting, you know, they're bullshitting about the game or whatever, and they go into the toilets, they sit down, and they're still bullshitting.
Yeah.
And or there's the one silent guy in the corner who's just, you know, you get in there and all you hear is just the loudest explosion. like he just bombed Hiroshima. Yeah. Just boom.
Ah!
Like water went up on his ass, his cock, everywhere.
Hiroshima.
It's just violent. I can't deal
with
that.
This guy
though.
Was telling me that him and this other guy walked in. There's, by the locker room, there's like a big bathroom.
Yeah.
There's like 20 sinks and like 10 toilets. And this guy was on the toilet on his cell phone.
I do that.
And so they walk in, they hear this guy talking, and they're like, all right, let's fuck with him. They went and flushed every toilet all around him.
Wow.
And he's like, I gotta go. I guess he didn't want the person to know he's taking a shit. So they went and flushed all the toilets around
him. That's
funny. The thing is, I hate that. Like my family has a tendency to do that when I'm sitting on the bathroom at work. They'll just call me, like, and they're like, "Oh, what are you like?" And it's like, it's like this. Hello, hi.
What's that echo?
What are you doing? Taking a shit. All right, I'll call you back. And they never call me back.
At least you're frank about it, you know.
Oh, I'll do it. I don't care.
Like, no, he's just vaunting about it.
A friend of mine this morning, he called me. He wanted to see if I wanted to do anything tonight, and I had to remind him that I was doing this. And he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm sitting here with no pants on, taking a dump." And he's like. Thank you. I'll talk to you later. Automatically hung up on me. He's like, I was like, you want to know? You said it.
Like,
you asked. So,
like,
Pat does that to me.
Tax collectors or IRS call him up, and he's just like, I'm taking a shit. They're like, we'll call you back later.
I wish. Telemarketers call and I'm
Ed
on the
McMahon.
Toilet.
You just won $1 million.
What the fuck
like,
was that?
It's Fat Albert, apparently. I can't do it.
Iron
McMahon.
Mike McMahon.
Like, I've been off this whole week, right?
Oh, shit. We're a huge check.
And the worst part is that, like my mother called...
Edit that out, please. That was terrible.
The check is held together by electrical tape.
Like, what is it? My mother calls me on occasion to tell me what to do, to give me ideas of what to do in the day. Because when I'm on vacation, I just sit around and do shit.
Balloons made of electrical tape.
You know, she'll call me. I'm just like, oh, you want to do this? And I'm like, all right.
This car is electric tape.
It is.
So as soon as I wake up, I grab my cell phone and the house phone, and I go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And... You know, I pick up the phone without even checking the caller ID.
Just let the phone ring.
I automatically pick it up. And I'm like, the first call this morning is a telemarketer. And I'm like, hello? And I'm like, you know, they're like, oh, hello, Mr. Kulkamir. You know, they can't fucking say my name.
I love when they call me McQueer.
And I'm like, what? I'm like,
Mr. McQueer?
We're going to make their job interesting. You know?
And I probably, this is the morning, you know, dump. And I didn't say anything. And I'm like, can you hold a second? And I just... fucking let one out and you just hear it. Like it echoed in the bathroom. I think the glass in the room.
It echoed through time.
Bellowed a little bit. And all I hear is this. Click.
The guy probably puked.
The best ones at telemarketers when you say hello and they start to, you know, they, it takes that second for the machine to click them on to you.
Oh yeah.
And you don't say a word and they're just like, hello?
I only say hello once.
Anytime.
Hello.
If they hear any kind of sound.
Hello? I'm just like.
Yeah, and you let them go silent and they're starting their spiel.
I just keep saying hello.
I just kind of to the point where it's like hello, and then they start their spiel, and they're like hello, Mr. Colt.
Yeah,
I'm like yeah, thanks for the shitty name, and they're like they start to go to the spiel and they stop and they're like hello, are you there? and then you can hear I guess whoever's next, and then the other telemarketers like they're asking each other questions. I think
when I worked at Pizza Hut, they used to call, and I signed a
cold
a fella,
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, and I signed a fella that we used to work with up for. Like a cell phone.
Oh, God.
Like, because I could get everyone's information on the computer. Illegal, but whatever.
A little.
They're like, oh, what's your address? I'm like, hang on a second. Type it up.
And the bad
okay,
part?
It's 2000.
That's irony for you.
Yeah, so they sent him two cell phones.
Nice.
And the same thing you're doing to send faulty cell phones to some guy, you screwed.
Yeah, we used to give him, like, get those, like, subscriptions to, like, 17. Because you walk by like a magazine rack and all the things would be on the floor.
You ever do
so
that?
We would just pick them up and fill them out, like, and put Bill Me Later. So you'd be getting like.
I remember. I know. We don't like bringing up other shows, but O&A.
Oh no!
No, that's it.
Well, no, you used to. No, listen. No, it's not like I, that's what we. That's what well, I used to.
Who
do.
Is that anyway?
You bring up because. that's horrible. It's just that whole old joke is that, you know how they used to get. You know, magazines from everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and just people would send them either to Opie or Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good third of mine. I just send them constant mail because I used to work in the bookstore at the time. So we'd always used to get the things and mail them out. Like, yo,
so you would send it to them?
Like 20, yeah, because it was just funny because they'd always bitch on the radio that they'd constantly get in, like, you know, teenage magazines all the time.
Cool.
Like, Bride magazines.
Wish you had as much enthusiasm for this show as you did for
I have a lot more enthusiasm than certain people who created the show.
Oh,
really?
Ooh.
Really?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. What kind of prep did you bring to the show today?
The last, 2 weeks I haven't. Sorry.
He bathed.
Hey, shut up.
All right, let's go. I got to go to
bed. Bring the fucking papers when I come. You just haven't done the last 2 weeks.
I got to go. You bring the paper and you say, yeah, there's nothing in them.
I read through them and it's deep. Oh, fuck this. I'm done.
Bye.
Go.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What would you say you do here?
Hey, what happened?
Aristocratsradio.com. Tuesday and Thursdays, 10 p.m. until midnight, Eastern Time.
Go to it.
CringeHumorRadio.com.
Thank you, Cringe.